Listen up. The ratings just came in for last month. We are number one. We just grabbed every key demographic.
Super duper.
That's nice. Way to go. Neato, gang.
Yes.
Boy, that is good news.
I'm like a dog in heat. A freak without warning. I have an appetite for sex because me so horny.
I wish I knew how to cook. For what? Eating is so fun. Thanksgiving is my favorite holiday because of the food. And also because, well, it's the only meal that it's all right at the table as soon as you're done. Just to go, oh, that was really good. Oh, yeah. Sure, I'll have more pie. Why not? I'm going to fall asleep with my mouth open. Why don't you just jam it in my head? Because I'm not enough of a bloated toad. My pants aren't tight enough. It's the only holiday my mom doesn't go, Sue, get off the floor. She goes, oh, that looks pretty good. I guess I'm coming down there with you. Let's look up your Aunt Dot's dress. What a great holiday. We gather the people we love around us to give thanks. And how do we celebrate in this country? What do? We jam breadcrumbs up a turkey's butt. Right on. Give me a dead bird and a loaf of bread. And you know what I'm saying? Thank you.
I like working out, but I like when there's a game involved, you know? Like racquetball. But racquetball is the only sport where simultaneously you can be looking at the ball and it'll hit you in the back of the head at 90 miles an hour. I don't know how that happens. There's the ball. Boom! Just hit me in the back of the head. Boom! It happened again. I think that... No! That's not impossible. Now wear the goggles facing the other way. Okay. I ain't nobody's fool. Whenever I play racquetball, I always seem to play against somebody that knows how to land the serve somewhere where you never touch it. Is that fun for them? Okay, give me the ball. Brrr, 1-0. Give me the ball. Brrr, 53-0. And I'm just standing back there. Do I do anything? No? Okay, I'll be back here if you need me. I'm going to have some coffee or something. I'll be back here just standing, doing nothing.
Johnson.
Well, they're white people from Minnesota, so hockey, fishing, skiing, sailing, and after a few drinks, put on a Prince album.
Welcome to the Power Trip Morning Show. It's Monday, November 12th, 2018. I'm Corey Cove. There's Chris Hockey. There's Paul Meatsauce Lambert. We're with you until 9 a.m. Good morning, guys.
I think it's mean that you guys are going to make me ride a Greyhound.
It's why, looking that way.
Why, Mr. Z?
I don't get the Mr. Z joke.
Oh, did you see his tweet?
He was being so nice to me, but I'm trying to understand. Mr. Z tweeted last night that he thought it was really mean for you guys to make me ride the bus. And I'm trying to understand why he thinks it's mean for me to ride the bus. I agree with him, by the way. But I'm trying to understand why he thinks it's mean for me to ride the bus.
I think it's great. I don't want to ride that bus.
Go Greyhound and leave the driving to us.
How many weeks do we have left? Is this
five?
So we're 2/3 of the way done, right?
Yeah.
That was week 10 of 15 because we're only doing 15 this year to make it fair because there's five of us.
Right.
So we're letting all of us draft first five times and so on and so forth. So there's 5 weeks left.
In the last 2 weeks.
Plenty of time, though.
In the last 2 weeks, Corey, in double points week, I got 4 points.
Oh, boy.
And this week, I chose Tom Brady. You know, not like the best choice, but a safe choice.
Yeah.
And he got 8 points. It was the worst game of his career.
No touchdowns, no interceptions.
I could not have tried to get less points and gotten less points. 2 weeks in a row, I've gotten the least amount of points.
So as it stands through week 10, AJ Mansoor has 179.
Right.
I'm three back at 176. Sauce is seven back at 172. Creasel 19 back at 160. And you are 27 points back of AJ at 152. The Ghost.
And leave the driving to us.
The Ghost had 21 points with Andrew Luck.
Yeah, I know.
So the Ghost is still pretty far back at 128. So you still have a 24 point lead over the Ghost. But you
it
are now
matter.
8 points back of fourth place, John Creasel.
Yeah. Yeah. I could not have tried to do worse. If you had said to me, Hawk, do me a favor and pick the guys that are going to do the worst for these next 2 weeks, I would have done more poorly than I did in choosing the worst.
Yeah, but let's go glass half full for you. You're 8 points back with 5 weeks to go.
Right.
You're talking less than 2 points a week that you have to gain on John Creasel on average.
Yeah, yeah.
And maybe
that's not bad at all.
And maybe every guy John picks gets injured.
Maybe he does.
All you really need is 1 week of that. You need 1 week of John to have a really bad week and you have a really good week, and then it's the conversation's over.
I know.
And that goes for all of us. None of us are safe yet.
I understand.
Including AJ.
I just find it fascinating that Tom Brady had 8 points the week I picked him. Eight! And no
they got
touchdown.
Destroyed
they got their
by
asses
the Titans.
Ripped I by almost, a bunch of GD losers.
And I almost picked him because I thought you just to pick the safest guy. And then on that list, Tom Brady should have been the safest bet.
Yeah, right, because Andrew Luck, who has been on fire, can, you know, pop out a turd.
Well, and Goff hands it off to Gurley all the time.
Right. There was a million reasons why I took Tom Brady. And every one of them wrong. Just pooped all over himself.
Well, thanks for leaving Russell Wilson to me. I took him because I thought he would be in a shootout against the Rams, and he mostly was.
Yeah. Right.
And I thought there was a chance that he could run a touchdown in. Didn't.
Right.
But had something like 92 yards rushing.
Oh, I know.
Well, how about Creasel's guy? Did you see that stat? First, I think it's, I don't know how long it's been, but they had one of the first teams to get over 500 yards and only score 3 points.
That stat is not completely correct. They're the first team ever to have 450 yards or more and score three or less.
Oh, okay.
First team ever.
Wow.
I know.
And Mike Evans dropped the touchdown in the end zone that he had in his hands. He just kind of threw it over his head.
Yeah, I heard they had six trips in the red zone.
Yeah. Fumbles, interceptions, and drop passes.
Great. You know, I thought at halftime when the Patriots were behind, I was like, well, this plays right into my hands because they're going to be playing catch-up. They're going to have to throw the ball. Nope.
And then Brady sat in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, just terrible. Just a terrible. I did that to him. I'm quite sure it was my fault. If he's looking in the mirror this morning, he shouldn't feel bad. He should look at me in the mirror and realize it's my fault.
Corey, even though there's a lot that can happen, who's going to end up riding the bus?
Chris.
Yeah, of course. I know. We talked about this yesterday, Sauce.
Yeah.
I know.
Which is good for us because he's also the most likely to try to buy his way out of it.
Or
that's not true at all.
Never come back.
That's not true at all.
Oh, that's a good point.
You know that Sauce is by far the most likely to pay his way out.
Yeah, I already did.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, I'm not going to pay my way out. I'm going to get on the bus singing the commercial.
Which is?
I got that one specifically because it's messed up at the end. It makes me funny. Now.
You're the one who normally has the strongest itch. I could end the sentence there, but the strongest itch to get out of Vegas,
yeah, that's
right?
True.
You normally like to leave even a day before the rest of us.
I might leave during the show on Friday.
By the way, that's a good point, even though the Power Trip Morning Show's trip in Vegas leaves Sunday morning. If you lose the Fantasy Charts Challenge, you don't have to leave Sunday morning.
No.
You just have to leave from Vegas.
That's right.
Yeah, you could leave right after the show on Friday.
You could leave Friday.
I know.
That sucks. That's lame, but you could definitely do that.
Yeah, I'm willing to be lame.
Well, yeah.
I can't believe you guys are so mean that you'd make me do it.
Yeah, I don't get that.
I don't either. I don't know why it's meaner. It seems weird that he thinks he didn't say Creasel.
I hope Creasel's basically the meanest one that we'd have.
Well, again, shocking. That was my wife last year. You're not actually going to make Paul pierce his ear, are you?
Yeah, I am.
Unless he pays me, he's piercing his ear. Why would you make him do that? Because it's a goddamn bet.
Yeah. She likes me.
Yeah, if you guys were nice, you would like let me do a real low payout.
I paid $1,600 that I get my ear pierced.
Which is just dumb, by the way.
Yeah, I don't care.
That's just dumb.
Yeah, but I think it was a good idea on your part. So let's be nice to each other.
It was the easiest $1,000 I've ever made in my life.
Yeah.
No.
But you did win a lot playing cards, didn't you?
Yeah, that was before I was retired, and I dumped that almost immediately.
It happens.
All my coach does is win.
Yeah, how about that? What did he win, 27?
Who gives a rat's ass what he won?
He dominated.
Yeah.
He always wins.
Well, he does, and he teaches people how to play bad poker on purpose, duh.
I think my wife is convinced that he's intentionally teaching me poorly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He's like Booger.
Doesn't matter. I retired.
No, you got too many aces.
Blake's the best. I'm the worst.
Get these. Give these away. You got too many aces.
Does she know that he won again?
Yeah.
Why do you tell her?
What did he win this time?
Like almost 30K.
Oh, good for him. No, I mean, was it a big tournament or?
Yeah, I mean, not like a gigantic one, but a relatively big one.
Oh, good for him. Yeah. Super glad for him.
He's only won about 90 times this year.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, good for him, man. He's really good at poker. He you know.
Yeah, he just can't teach for crap. It's all right, though.
I think he's snowballing.
Yeah. He's done that.
Okay. We've all seen Clerks.
I haven't.
You've never seen Clerks?
No.
Man, great movie. But you somehow still know what snowballing is.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to ask how.
I've been on the internet. I've been to Hockey's house.
Hey, by the way, speaking of that, when are you moving?
Today.
Today?
Yeah, movers show up.
Oh, my God. Oh, so you're not moving yourself?
No, AAA Movers is moving me.
Oh, thank God. I was going to say.
9:15.
Oh, dude, I can't imagine the idea. If somebody said to me now, you got to get out of your house, I'd just burn that sumbitch down. I'm not even going to try. I'm starting all over again.
Gilbert Grape style?
Yeah, I'm doing that.
I'd move 3 times in 4 years.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
Oh, good for you.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Thank God for AAA Movers, because think how bitchy I'd be if you guys knew I had to move it all today.
You're bitchy with somebody helping you.
Yeah, true. Imagine
I have to do so much today. Yep. You don't have to do anything. Well, I have to put it all in my living room.
He did have to do that.
No, he didn't.
He didn't. He actually had Nordo and
David do it.
David do that.
Right. Yeah. How'd that go? I know on the podcast a couple days ago, you said that your brother and Nordo were going to help out, and
went great.
They both knew that you were essentially going to do nothing and were probably going to complain about having to do anything.
Yeah, I bought beer and bought them beer.
Yeah.
But then they did most of the work.
What is beer?
Oh, David just helped me with the TV and Nordo and Dob took apart the bed. Hmm. That's it. 15 minutes of work.
That just seems like you could have probably done that yourself.
Nah.
Nah? Yeah, right. You're right.
I just want somebody to talk to.
Yeah, I get you. I get you. I get you.
Thank you.
Yeah, I get you.
Yeah, you'll have plenty of people to talk to on the bus.
Sure, man. Yeah, somebody's going to try to save my soul. Somebody's going to try to take it.
Yeah. You know you can't drink on the bus.
Yeah, that's going to keep me from drinking. Somebody's saying you can't drink on the bus. No, this is just Diet Coke.
Yeah. Why's Hockey sleeping?
But is Parrish teaching you how to ride a bus?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, right. Well, who cares? Who cares? I'll enjoy it.
Our guy Pear Bear making his, not debut, but his big NHL Network splash tonight.
Tonight's the night.
Right, tonight and tomorrow.
Yeah, man.
Good for him.
Yeah, man. Yeah, man.
A lot of people think he's leaving our show because of this.
Well, he might.
Once in a while, he is.
You know, good for him if he does, right?
Yeah, absolutely. You
know, all we do is propel people to greatness, just not the three of us.
That's right.
Right, other people go on to do great things.
That's what we're here for, you know, to help people move on. Move along. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll get an early call from the lovely and talented David Morgan today.
Can't wait.
Because they have a different week schedule this week. And so he will be calling in at 6:40 this morning.
Is he related to Arthur Morgan?
I don't think so.
Did you play it at all this weekend?
I played it a lot on Friday night, very late into the evening.
Did you get a bath?
That was the only moment I had to myself this weekend. And I did not get a bath. I'm about to give up on the game.
Why?
What?
I'm just not good at it. I'm not good at games. I die too often. I died 7 times Friday night.
Hmm.
I can't win a gunfight to save me life. And there's lots of gunfights. You know, there's lots of gunfights, and I'm not good at them. Everything happens to my horse. I can't get a rub and tug to save my life. I can't find the place.
It's Valentine.
I know. You keep telling me that.
Mark it on the map. Jump on a horse and ride there.
I don't know how to mark things on maps.
Oh, boy.
I can't win a gunfight, and I keep dying, and it pees me off. Even if I'm just like, I get so angry on Friday night that I just decided to start shooting at people randomly as I rode by them, just to see if I could win a single gunfight.
You know,
and my Arthur guy basically is an offensive word.
You know, eventually, in some of these battles, they just retreat after you fire at them.
Yeah, not
enough.
My guys. They see me coming from a mile away.
Hey, have you guys gotten to the part yet where the women's suffrage protest takes place?
I've heard about it, but I haven't gotten
it. It's the best. It's the best. You have to ride this. You have to drive this stagecoach, basically, this wagon, while a bunch of women protest the right to vote, and then the whole town comes out and is like, hey, shut up!
Are you serious?
Yeah, all these guys come out of the woodwork and basically be like, pipe down, woman!
Are you serious?
Oh, it's hilarious.
No, I haven't seen that at all.
No, I haven't played it in a while.
Great bit.
Yeah.
Like, for instance...
Rosie just bought the game.
Well, I thought, and all I got to do was drive the wagon. I thought I was going to get to decide whether or not I was a part of the protest. But Mr. Arthur Morgan of Red Dead Redemption 2 is like, yeah, I'll ride the wagon, all right.
He's like the nicest, meanest person on the planet.
Yeah, sometimes he's like, yeah, I'll kill everybody you've ever known. And other times he's like, sure, I'll help you ride across the middle of the world just because you asked nicely for a ride home. Sure, I'll take you home. It'll take me 9 hours.
Yeah, sure, I'll take that boy fishing.
What? That ungrateful bitch, too, that little kid. Fishing's boring.
Shut up!
I wanted to shoot that kid so bad.
You're just kind of sitting around.
Yeah, fishing sucks.
Yeah.
Want to eat?
At least we have some peace and quiet.
I'm not just saying this again just to pile on, Chris, but actually, again, my complaint with the game is it's too easy.
Yeah.
I feel like Grand Theft Auto is more difficult than this. I died way more in Grand Theft in missions than I'm dying in this one.
Sure.
And I'm only dying in this one, I'll die on freak reasons. Like, the first time I ever died, I fell down a 10-foot cliff. I'm like, what? But I don't know if I've died in one gunfight.
Yeah, it's. I'm sure that there's something I'm not doing during gunfights.
Sure. Are you using the left button that locks in on players?
See, people you tell me that works, but I haven't had that work.
Oh, you got it. Yeah, you got to use it constantly.
So if you just pull it in, and
it'll
and
find somebody.
And then you just fire.
That's so weird.
Yeah, if you're just moving your target around and trying to hit them, you're toast.
Like anytime I see the red on my map, I know I'm dead. Oh, the O'Driscolls are coming to get me. There's nothing I can do about it. I'm going to lose the gunfight.
You got to auto lock on or you're going to get torched.
And get on a horse and run.
Yeah, I know. That's what I do, but I don't want to be a coward. Sometimes I want to win a darn gunfight. And then I picked up this some bitch who was dying and asking for help, and I rode him into a town. I took him to the doctor's office where they told me to take him. There was nobody at the doctor's office. I walked in every damn room. There was nobody in there. I finally just laid the sumbitch in an alley and rode off. So I know I failed that mission.
Did he die?
I'm sure he did. He was bleeding. I'm terrible at video games. Terrible.
Shut up, woman! It's the best.
I want to find that
it's
town.
It's the best mission.
What town I want to do
in?
That.
What town
it's
was
in
it,
a big town called Rhodes, I think.
Okay, I don't know.
That town's gigantic.
Wait for that. Yeah.
I gotta find that. That's funny.
And when I mean everybody, I mean everybody. People are hanging off the balcony. People are coming out of every saloon, every restaurant. Shut up, woman! It's hilarious.
I can't wait to see this. It's got to be on YouTube.
On that note, Front Page Sports is next on The Fan.
Oh, yeah! Dedicated to my wife.
Tune in to Care 11 Sunrise tomorrow morning between 6 and 6:20 a.m. That's right now. For your shot to win a pair of tickets to Las Vegas with KFN and the Power Trip Morning Show. Thanks to our friends at Care 11
Sunrise. Whoa. Start over. You know, normally I hit this button just to be a sarcastic a-hole and make you start over.
Start over and speak differently.
Say that again.
Tune in to Care 11 Sunrise tomorrow between 6 and 6:20 a.m. for your shot to win a pair of tickets to Las Vegas at the KFAN and Power Trip Morning Show. Thanks to our friends at Care 11 Sunrise.
That's awesome.
There.
And Chris Ledeen from the Care 11 Morning Show.
Yeah.
Playing initials on Friday.
Yeah, that guy. I like that guy.
He's a good looking dude, man.
Good looking dude. Yeah.
No wonder they brought him in. What is he from, Canada or
he's
something like that?
Dude.
I think he's a Canadian
big
guy.
Hockey guy.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Is a fan of yours?
No.
It's your song, Hawk.
Yeah, I know.
We should play this
song. Dedicate this one to my Wayne. Like a rock. Thank you, Blue Chew.
All right.
I could hardly believe it when I heard the news today.
You gotta get that.
Early Bird Electric brings you Front Page Sports.
All right, I'll turn it off.
Over the weekend, the dumbass is finally gone. Jimmy Butler traded to the Philadelphia 76ers for Robert Covington, it's Dario Saric, Jared it's Bayless, over. And a worthless second-round pick in 2022.
Yeah, good thing we waited to make that deal.
Who are these people?
As a Timberwolves fan, I'm offended.
You're not a Timberwolves fan. Name three people on the team.
I don't even care anymore. Who cares?
Gerard Butler.
His house burned down in Malibu.
That's sad.
Yeah?
In Ennio Morricone.
The guy that invented radio?
The Wolves are hosting the Nets tonight at 7 o'clock. They have 10 of their next 12 games at home, which is good because they're 0-8 on the road. But finally, the cancer is out of that locker room. Well, what a disaster he is.
He is. And can I ask you a quick question?
Sure.
You know he's going to play with two really young guys.
That'll work out great, probably.
Right.
You know?
He's the meat sauce of everything. If it's not about him, he just pouts.
What city do we trade him to? Philly. I know you just said, but I wouldn't listen.
Philly.
Well, good.
Our guy, Johnny Krasinski, basically broke the news with... the other guy that he works at that, what's that website?
The Athletic.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Well, whatever.
Yeah. Cool. I would have rather had the four first round
picks.
Right?
We got nothing for him.
No.
Right, though, but they're four, but Sarek and Covington? Who are these guys?
Just because you haven't heard of them doesn't mean those first round picks, they're not, those are mostly worthless.
Yeah, but aren't they?
Those are going to be late first rounders.
Bad.
Yeah, but still.
Isn't Sauron like the bad guy in Lord of the Rings?
Yeah.
Right. Is that who we got?
The best deal ever was the Josh Richardson deal.
Which did you see that story over the weekend?
Which one?
The one was it Woj wrote it? Did you see that? How he basically Thibodeau was so convinced that Riley would call back and put Richardson on the table that they didn't make any other deal, and Riley never called back. Hmm.
That was probably the winner.
Well, yeah, you should have done that immediately.
Whatever the Richardson deal was to start with, you should have just taken that.
Yeah, because Richardson's a stud.
And then you could have gotten rid of Jimmy before the season even started.
Right.
Now this is 4-9, and it's a straight-up train wreck.
Do you think he'll have general soreness in Philly?
I hope so. Over the weekend, Joe Mauer officially announced his retirement. He's got a press conference this morning. 15 years, 6 All-Star games, 3 Gold Gloves, 3 batting titles, and an MVP. He's one of 22 MVPs, former MVPs, to play his entire 15-plus year career with one franchise. The other 21 are in the Hall of Fame.
Ooh. Intriguing.
I don't know if his resume is big enough.
It is.
Though.
Yeah.
It is.
I don't know. Big. It's going to be close.
Catcher to win a batting title. Right. That should get you in regardless.
Yeah.
6 All-Star games, 3 Gold Gloves. 1 MVP, 3 batting titles.
Yeah, as a catcher,
not a lot of home runs. Yeah, 2,200 hits.
But
it's going to be close.
But yeah, the voters would say, "Well, Lavelle won't vote for him."
Of course not. But definitely not first ballot.
The baseball enthusiasts would say, "Well, he's the only catcher to win a batting title. That has to be in our Hall of Fame."
Here's what I'm going to say:
with all the great catchers,
I don't know why I'm arguing because I don't care. Number one, I don't know. Yeah. I'm not
if
a baseball
he's not a
historian.
First ballot Hall of Famer. I'm not getting season tickets to the Twins anymore.
Well, I bet you he's not a first ballot Hall of Famer.
You heard what I said.
You have season tickets to the Twins?
Nope.
The Wild are absolutely on fire, red hot. They have won 3. They won 3-2 against the St. Louis Blues. Granlund with the game winner in the third period, his 10th goal on the season. Other goals by Parisi and Eriksson Ek. The Wild are now 11-4-2, and they have the third best record in hockey.
Sweet.
Third most points. Nashville has 26. Tampa Bay has 25. The Wild have 24.
Whoa. The Browns won?
They did.
Uh-oh.
Dream's not quite dead yet there for you. Franchise record 7-game road trip for the Wild now in the rear view mirror. They went 5-2 on that 7-gamer.
Well.
Up next, the Wild host Washington tomorrow night.
Crazy, man.
I should probably go to that game. I've never seen Ovechkin play in person.
Well.
I might go tomorrow.
We don't even care.
Yeah, I think I'll do that.
Good.
We don't care.
I bet you don't.
But you don't have to move. What do you got to do?
Right.
Somebody else
got
a lot for you.
Like what?
I don't know. Supervise.
Okay.
Supervise what?
The move.
Now, you may have seen this. If you saw this, then don't answer.
Okay, I won't answer.
Right.
The Rams won yesterday. They're 9-1. The Chiefs won yesterday, even though they didn't win by 17. So, Chris, you won $100. But both teams are 9-1. Yeah, get that cash out. Ooh. You just got change?
They got plenty of money.
I don't think you do. How much is that wallet? That's a nice looking wallet. Is that a $400 wallet?
About
six. Wow.
Yeah, I feel pretty good about that. Thank you for...
Yeah, pay him first, and then we'll talk about the second bit. Pay him that $100. You took the Cardinals plus 17.
That's right.
They only lost by 12.
That's right.
They covered. Good for you. There's $100. Pay him.
Thank you.
Good for you, dude.
Thank you. That'll
back on your winning ways.
That'll help with my expenses for my Greyhound bus trip.
But now the Rams and the Chiefs square off in Mexico City next Monday night. What's the over-under on the Rams-Chiefs?
Neutral site, Rams.
There's a reason why I bring this up, too. A historic reason why I bring this up. Over-under for the Rams and Chiefs in Mexico City.
I'm going to say
70.
It must be high. I'm going to say 80.
The Chiefs average 35.3 points a game. The Rams average 33.5 points a game. The over-under, 64.
Wow.
Which is the highest in the NFL since 1986. Highest over-under since 86. 64. The previous high in the last handful of years was 09. There was a 62 over-under between the Rams and the 49ers, and the Rams ended up winning 34-24, so 58 points total. So that under hit. Would you go over or under 64 in Mexico City?
I'd go over.
I'd take the under.
Really?
64 is pretty a lot, don't get me wrong, but...
I'd take the over.
Anybody care to wager?
No.
How much?
Name your price.
No, you tell me.
You tell me.
$50.
Sure.
$50?
Sure.
Okay. Sweet. I'll take the over. What? How much is the over?
64.
Yeah, I'll take the over.
It's the largest ever.
Yeah. Both these defenses are terrible.
Yep. I like the Mexico City factor, though.
Okay. Sounds good. I've never been.
Rams are 1.5-point favorites.
Sweet.
There, power trip bets. Book it.
Book it.
Yeah, he passed.
$50. I'm on the under. Sauce is on the over.
Book it.
I got another trivia question for you.
I love trivia.
It seems like you do.
You guys like stats?
Yeah.
There are two receivers in the history of the NFL that have caught a pass at 41 years or older. Two people that have ever caught a pass in the NFL 41 years or older. Name them.
Jerry Rice.
And? That's one.
Steve Largent.
Sid Luckman.
No.
Is he playing right now?
Jerry Rice is one. The other one happened yesterday.
Oh.
Oh, Larry? No, Larry's not 41.
Two receivers in the history of the NFL, 41 years or older?
Vernon Davis.
This is a trick question.
It's a tight end.
No, it was Tom Brady.
Tom Brady.
Oh.
Tom Brady caught a pass yesterday. Jerry Rice and Tom Brady, the only two players ever to be 41 years or older and make a catch in the NFL.
And just to show how bad hockey is at fantasy football, he had clear space to run for at least 1.10 yards and he fell.
Yeah, he tripped over his own foot.
Yeah.
I just watched it happen.
How freaking old did Tom Brady look on that play?
Yeah,
old.
Right.
Yeah. He looked like a 41-year-old man.
He did.
Thanks, Tom.
Yeah.
Thanks, Tom.
Isn't Abbott 41? Think of Abbott trying to make that catch. By the way, the Joe Maurer press conference will be on these airwaves.
Yeah, of course
it
will.
What is it, 11 o'clock?
We're home of all things sports.
11, right?
I think so, yeah.
I think it's 11.
It's 11.
Will Rosie go?
Yeah, of course.
Depends. Is Carly having her C-section today?
And yeah, Rosie will have those on.
Same joke. Genius. Love it.
No, not today.
Man, who's... Because Maurer's got his third kid on the way as well.
Yeah.
More likely to show up in the delivery room. Mark Rosen for Carly or Mark Rosen for Joe Maurer?
Well, for Carly, because I'd be honest with you, if you asked Joe Maurer who Mark Rosen was, he'd go, I have no idea.
I'm going to say, I'm going to disagree with him because he's already been there during the birth of the Zucker child.
He'll be there again.
Yeah, I don't. Maybe both. Maybe both.
He has to go.
Can I ask a question about a C-section since I've never actually seen one?
Yeah.
Are crotches exposed despite it not coming out of the crotch?
It depends on how horny the doctor is.
Wait, children come out of the crotch?
My point is Mark is more likely to appear at the crotch version.
Touché. Yep. Well stated.
Yeah. I mean,
well stated.
He Googles that.
Well stated.
Right.
Yeah, now he has to go for the bit. He has to go again.
They said he'd be willing to film it.
What?
Yeah, to film Carly's C-section.
He did.
And
she
said she would be willing to allow him to do that.
Yeah.
Her dad would love it.
No, yeah.
She was drunk when she said that.
She was?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was right before she got pregnant. Not a second after. The Power Trip Morning Show returns in a second, and Ben Lieber joins at 7 o'clock to talk all things NFL. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on The Fan.
Hey, good morning, everybody. It's 6:19, Monday, November 12th. Hope you had a good weekend. 10 days away, I believe, from Thanksgiving. Meet Sauce Paul Lambert.
Hi.
Corey Cove. My name is Chris Hockey, and we'll have David Morgan at 6:40. Ben Lieber at 7. And we'll take it from there. Corey, did you watch Saturday Night Live at all this week?
All of it.
I have it in the system. I'm going to edit it up so we can play it. I think this was by far the funniest, or at least the most I've laughed, to the Kate McKinnon bit, where it's her and the two, and this time she was being haunted by ghosts picked up by flying saucers.
Aliens and stuff, yeah.
When she was, first of all, the fact that she's wearing moose knuckle jeans.
Of course.
Right. Yeah. But when she straddles Liev Schreiber and she's showing how to do an upper decker,
right?
I was laughing out loud. That was very, very, very funny. She makes me laugh, man.
That sketch I'm torn on because I've laughed almost every time they've done it, but I really wish they would have just left that first one alone because it was such a home run. It felt like such a career-defining moment for Kate McKinnon, like I'm on the map kind of moment. And they've done that bit, what now, 4 or 5 times? And I've laughed every time.
For sure.
I still wish it was a one-timer, though, if that makes sense. Because that first time was so different, and it caught all of us off guard. It went viral. It was funny again. Like you said, I laughed again.
Yeah, she makes me laugh, man. She's really good. I wish somebody could write a script for her. I hope she doesn't end up being one of those SNL people who nobody can write a movie script for them.
Right.
Because, again, Ghostbusters, that was horrendous. Horrendous.
That's too bad.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. So I've got that. Oh, God. You know, I didn't watch any of Sunday Night Football last night. I'm glad because I would have been offended.
Carson Wentz and the Eagles take on Dak Prescott and the Dallas Cowboys.
Inside, you've got Joe Looney going against Fletcher Cox.
As Brandon Graham is able to get in there.
Look at that move inside.
Spearheaded by Wentz.
Carson Wentz was looking hard to his left.
Still looking for that tight end.
So you can get a little bit of a tip on that.
Third and a deuce.
And that seam too wide open. Down the seam for Zach Ertz.
So they work the middle, but not deep enough.
Now they're staying big. Brilliant. Long, big, 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 Cowboys. Can't tell you how hard it is. Completely extended and still stay on your feet. That was brilliant by Aguilar.
Right.
That's brilliant.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I was watching that game, hoping that Carson Wentz failed so Mitas would be on the bus.
Yeah, me too.
And I heard Collinsworth say a line, and I thought to myself, I wonder if he did that on purpose. He was talking about one of the I think it was Tyron Smith of the Cowboys. And he's like, now watch him take on Fletcher Cox. And I think you could almost hear him mid-sentence realize that if I don't say Fletcher here,
yeah,
I'm screwed.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a good lesson for all broadcasters. When you're calling an Eagles game, this is for Paul Allen,
mm-hmm.
got to add that Fletcher.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Got to say Fletcher first. Back in the day with the Jets, had to say Brian. Right? You got to say their first name. Otherwise, mm-hmm. you're going to be a soundbite forever.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Watch. Think if the line had been, watch him take on.
Yeah.
You have to say Fletcher.
We would play it constantly.
Right. Oh, well, yeah. We couldn't almost. Out of context,
it's
you can't.
Too dirty. Yeah.
Yeah,
watch him take on.
C word.
Whoops. Yeah, that's funny.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Yeah, sure.
There's a 37-year-old guy named Joseph Binford. And he broke into a zoo in Missouri after it closed last week.
Why would he do that?
Don't know. He's an idiot.
Okay. Mm.
A zookeeper spotted him and confronted him. Said, hey, what are you doing, idiot? Joseph was prepared, though.
Oh, no.
In case there was any kind of confrontation.
Oh, no.
He commanded the animals attack the zookeeper.
Oh, my gosh. Did they?
No, they don't understand English, so nobody did anything. And the zookeeper called the cops and came and arrested Joseph. He fought the cops off a little bit, and at one point even attempted to grab a cop's gun.
Ooh, goodness.
He was charged with disarming an officer, assault, and trespassing. So, I think we're dealing with mental issues here, but that was his strategy, was to command the animals to attack the zookeeper.
I'm really surprised that didn't work.
Yeah. Right.
You know?
It did not work.
Like Dr. Doolittle?
According to the story, the exhibit that was closest to him when he commanded the animals to attack were the cheetahs. And the cheetahs did not respond.
Hmm. You know, cheetahs are known to be non-listeners.
Man, think if it had worked. This guy would be brilliant. Maybe godlike.
You know, I'd tell you guys if I were ever to, like, find a special berry in a forest somewhere, and for some reason I ate that special berry, and it made my schwang grow to an enormous size, that I'd wear nothing but bicycle shorts every day.
Yeah.
Remember how I always said that?
Yeah, it's basically one of your dreams.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a 29-year-old woman in Harare, Zimbabwe. She started dating a 37-year-old dude named Moo Grove 2 years ago. Willie dumped her in May. And now she's suing him because of his, quote, abnormally large manhood.
So what is she suing him for?
Ruining her.
Oh.
As it says in the court report, stretched her out too much.
Okay.
Here comes the song.
Yep! And again, I'm going to get, you know, I don't know if this guy, I don't know this guy's financial situation, but there's never been a more flattering lawsuit ever filed.
White horses and ladies by the score.
dressed in satin. That's all they can wear. And waiting by the door.
Ooh, what a lucky man he was. So she dumped him because it was so massive?
Well, no, he dumped her, and she was fine with the massiveness, but now she's never going to be able to find another man. She says she started with, you know, things quite normal down there. But in her words, he left her cavernous. And she's going to need... Oh, my God.
Hold on. Hit the post.
Okay, all right. This poor young lady is going to need reconstructive surgery.
I'm just imagining...
Reconstructive surgery!
I'm imagining OJ trying on the gloves to prove that his hands don't fit in there.
Yeah.
And the judge in this trial is going to say, how do we know that he did this to you?
Mm-hmm. Exhibit
he's,
A.
He's going to have to prove it.
Yep. Do we have any other witnesses for the young lady? Yes, her current boyfriend. Can we call him? Yeah, come on up, sir.
And it marks what he did in high school, and all they do is do this.
Hey, you're on the radio. Yeah, but nobody knows the joke.
Yeah, but
he always forgets this is radio.
Yeah, but if he gets talking, he'll laugh. Ooh. That's your dream.
Yeah. She's suing him for $10,000 to cover the cost of the surgery. He hasn't responded to the lawsuit yet, but he's responded to all the texts and calls and anymore. Congratulatory messages.
Yeah. Correct. Because of what? His giant crank.
Yeah. So this is to you, Mugrove Karima. He had white horses. Oh, that's what you want to call it. And ladies by
the score. This song is awful.
No, this song wails.
What a horrible song.
After Ellie's wedding, Megan Mix and I listened to this all the way back from Ellie's wedding back to my apartment.
That's embarrassing.
For 45 minutes. This song wails, right, Hugs?
Pretty wailing.
Yeah. We did 9 segments with this song once.
I'd like to have Mr. Mugrove please now come to the stand.
Yeah.
Guilty as charged, sir.
Yeah, I mean...
I am as God made.
How do we even know she's that ruined? Right, somebody gets down there and is like, hello. Gross. It's so weird because she's suing...
Yeah.
And you would think normally people get sued because they did something wrong.
Right.
In this case, she's suing, and then she's the one that's mostly going to be embarrassed.
Oh, yeah.
Think of the smile on this guy's face in that courtroom.
Yeah.
Right? Feet up on the desk.
Yeah, this song playing.
When is this bit over?
Yeah, right.
And more chicks to ruin.
I'd like to submit to evidence. Items A, B, C, D, E, and F.
Yep. Just not. Hold on, let me play my theme song here as we get this started.
Court is adjourned, and he just goes...
Yeah. They go, put that thing away.
His crank Sir, you're not allowed to do that.
We'd like to call so-and-so to the stage. His crank walks in, 5 minutes later, the rest of it walks in.
Yep, put that guy's crank on the stage.
Yeah. It's a wild world, baby.
And this song really sucks.
I love this song. It is pretty bad.
It's awful.
But only the chorus is the
best. But it was a huge hit on the radio. Imagine that.
Was it really? Like,
oh, yeah. My God, yeah. Yeah, yeah. Imagine, man. This was a huge hit on the radio.
It's basically about a guy that dies in war.
Is it?
Yeah.
I have no idea. I thought it was about a guy with a huge Johnson.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it's about this guy going to war. They
made a... But why does he have to sing like that?
It was... They're a one-hit wonder.
Oh, no, they're not.
Yeah, they are.
ELP? No way, man. On
which... Paul, you're thinking of ALF.
Oh, yeah. Ooh, what a lucky
man he was. Wild news when we come back, and then David Morgan.
of the Minnesota Vikings calls in as well. This is the Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
He was the Fan.
Register to win a pair of tickets to see the 2018 St. Paul Ice Fishing and Winter Sports Show at the St. Paul River Center, November 30th through December 2nd. KFAN.com, keyword contest.
How long are you going to talk?
Yeah, wrap it up.
Sorry, man.
Yeah, we got a special guest on the hotline.
Oh, I can't wait.
Vikings tight end David Morgan. Hi, David.
Good morning, guys.
Hello, David. Thank you for calling in so early.
Of course, yeah. A little different schedule today, so just had to kind of switch it up on you a little bit. I'm sorry.
Yeah. I hope you had a good bye weekend.
It was really fun. It was a good time kind of right in the middle of the season, so it's always good to kind of have it right in the middle of the season whenever everyone's getting kind of banged up.
Well, you did get kind of banged up. We thought you died last week when you went into the blue tent of death.
I didn't die, thankfully. I'm doing all right. So just, you know, it's football that you rolled up on, but I'm doing good.
Good enough to play Sunday?
I'm getting better and better every day.
Okay, good. Gotcha.
That would be nice. We need the help.
Yeah, we'd like to have you back.
Couple of big games, and the Bears look really, really good, right? They had a really weird game yesterday. 4 field goals. I guess 2 field goals, 2 extra points, so 4 kicks. Cody Parkey hit the uprights 4 times, but the Bears still found a way to win. They can put up some points, that Chicago Bears squad, David.
Yeah, no doubt. They've been playing really good ball, obviously. I mean, especially being a divisional game. You know, those count double. And especially them being the pack, leader of the packs right now. It's definitely probably the biggest game of the year so far. But we just gotta do what we do every week and go in there and with our, you know, same mindset we always have and get out of there with a W.
David Morgan meets us here. How are you?
What's up, brother? How are you doing?
I'm great, man. So you have a weekend off. You've been basically practicing and playing football since May. Did you watch any football yesterday?
I watched it, but very, very slimly. It wasn't like, I try and separate whenever I'm at home. The only football I'm watching really is diving into film. And if I do watch football, I'm watching it purely for the love of the game. I'm not really diving in and watching a lot of stuff, but especially a game like yesterday, though, I kind of watched a little more intently just because of who was playing, I guess you'd say.
Are you excited to block Khalil Mack?
I am excited, no doubt. He's been on a tear this year, so it'll be fun to go out there, and it's really fun to go out there and compete against the best guys in the league. You know, that's what it's all about, and so it's exciting.
Yeah, and they seem to like you on NBC, right? A couple of Sunday night games back-to-back now, a couple of division games, but they flex this one next Sunday, so you guys are prime time now.
Yeah, that's cool. You know, it's being in those positions like that where two teams are playing well and it's a big-time divisional game, it's fun. It's fun to kind of get in that spotlight and be on a Sunday night game and have, just a little more anticipation and stuff, but it's a fun spot and we're ready to be there.
David, is your quarterback sharing any of his Skittles with you? Because I got to believe you've got a lifetime supply by now.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope there's a massive box in my locker when I show up in about 10 minutes. Because his ads honestly have me cracking up when I see them on Instagram.
Yeah, it's unbelievable. I had a bad experience with Skittles at one point where I actually ate a family-sized bag by myself and threw up a rainbow. You ever had any similar experiences with any candies of any kind?
Oh, in that experience, I've never met a candy that I didn't like, honestly. I'm a pretty big candy guy. Skittles are definitely up there. Starburst are definitely up there. But I don't think I have any bad stories, honestly. No, I really don't. Candy and me get along very well, so.
Well, you're still young.
let's give some free advertising out there. What's your go-to, like, fast food joint? What's your guilty pleasures on the road?
Oh, man. Well, I'm a Texas guy at heart, so Whataburger is by far my favorite fast food spot of all time. So that's number one. But I'm also a very big sandwich guy, so I love sandwiches. But there's a lot of good sandwich spots out there. I'm not like on the Subway, like, you know, nothing like that, but big Firehouse guy, love Firehouse subs. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. I'm not... Whataburger has to take the cake no matter what. Whataburger's incredible. Five Guys is really good. But anything sandwich, I'm in for it.
Now, do you like a pickle on your sandwich? Because people who don't have pickles on their sandwich, it's not really a sandwich.
I'm not going to lie. I do not like pickles on my sandwich.
Thank you. I'm with you.
Now Sauce and Dave aren't friends anymore.
Oh, great. Yeah. Well, that's too much.
Deal breaker.
As Michael Bolton once said, David, how can we be lovers if we can't be friends?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. I should have just lied and said.
No,
like
I'm glad you're honest. A relationship has to have honesty in it. Trust me,
David. You're better off this way anyway.
Yeah, trust me. Trust me, David. It's a Sunday night game. All right. Do you prefer playing in the evening, or would you rather get up in the morning and get her done?
Yeah, I don't know. For me, I'm a guy that likes to get up and play early in the morning. I hate the whole waiting around thing, because especially, you know, you're on the road, you're at some hotel, you know. Whenever we play at night, normally when we're at home, you know, it's okay because, you know, normally you have family in town and you normally have a couple of meetings in the morning. You can go home and go hang out with them and be with them and stuff. But when you're on the road, man, it just seems like the day just goes on forever and forever and forever, because you're just stuck in a hotel room, you know, for hours on end and just sitting there for 5 hours, literally doing nothing in your hotel. And so I'm more of a get up in the morning, eat breakfast, and get on the show going, because, you know, it's fresh on your mind. You just have, it's just, I don't know, it just feels a lot more fluent that way. But some people like laying around and stuff and just relaxing all day, but that's not for me.
David, thanks for checking in. Hopefully you're feeling better. Hopefully you're up and running by the Bears game. But if not, we'll talk to you down the road pretty soon, man. Thanks for joining.
No doubt. I appreciate y'all talking to y'all this morning.
Love you.
Love you, brother. See ya.
Bye. See ya.
David Morgan.
There he goes.
No longer friends with Meat Sauce.
Nope. That's how it goes,
we're always friends. I like that guy.
It's time for Wild News, presented by Captain Morgan.
Hey, thanks, Captain Morgan. Wild kicked some ass. They won against the Blues again. They won 3-2. Goals by Parisi, his 7th, and Eriksson X first. But the game winner goes to the Red Hots, Mikael Granlund, with his 10th goal of the season and his 8th goal in his last 10 games. Game winner in the third period. Wild are now 11-4-2. They have the third most points in the NHL. Dubnyk with 29 saves and the 7-game road trip, the franchise record long 7-game road trip, is now over. The Wild went 5-2. They're home tomorrow night against the Washington Capitals. Nashville has 26 points. Tampa Bay has 25, and the Wild have 24.
Sweet.
And that's your Wild news. Thanks to Captain Morgan.
Thank you, Captain.
And now it's what really matters. Scores and stats around the world of sports and in between. Chris Hockey will change your life with something else that has nothing to do with professional or amateur athletics.
Yeah, I'll do my best.
Sweet. Over the weekend, Jimmy Butler got traded to the Philadelphia 76ers for Robert Covington, Dario Saric, and Jared Bayless, and a worthless second-round pick in 2022.
The guy who yells on TV about basketball and stuff?
Yeah, yep.
I don't want that guy in this market.
Paul doesn't get that joke.
I don't get the joke.
Let me say it again and see if you can figure it out.
Okay.
Robert Covington, Dario Saric, and Jared Bayless.
Oh, got it.
Do you?
Yep, Skip Bayless.
There you go.
Yeah, right. Thank you.
The Wolves are 4-9. They're 0-8 on the road. What really matters is this.
Boy, you're making a great point when you talk about that stuff. You ready?
Yeah. Born ready.
You sure?
No.
I'm sad to say this, but it's true. The Alf reboot apparently has died. No, they're not going to do reboot of the
movie
Alf.
With Will Ferrell?
No. The alien on TV who ate cats. They were going to reboot the whole thing, but apparently it's not. The dream is dead.
This is the song.
The dream is over.
Wait, he eats cats?
That's what he eats.
He's from Melmac.
Brilliant.
That's right. That's what they eat.
Genius.
Yeah.
I want to be from Melmac. Though.
Yeah. Anybody there in Melmac that doesn't eat cats usually loses their wives.
Well, because they're dead.
Yeah. Isn't that what Bernie said?
That's exactly what my grandpa said.
Yeah.
He was much more creative wording it. But
no, I don't think he was.
No. It was very creative the way he worded it.
Trust Sauce me. Was writing a pilot where an alien just ate rooster all day.
Is that right? Yeah.
Yeah.
The Adventures of Corey time.
Yeah. It was the Corey Cove story.
Is that what it was?
I'm an alien in this scenario?
Yeah, and all you eat is rooster, day and night.
Hmm.
Eat it?
Yeah. Yeah. Some of them just, you know, come through a hole in the wall.
Hmm.
Unbelievably poor choice of words.
Yep.
Yeah, that's so true. That's really graphic.
That was too far.
It was.
It was.
Joe Mauer is retiring.
Oh, Joe.
Meat Sauce, you did report that once, and people thought you were just throwing garbage against the wall, but you had sources saying, what, a month ago, that Joe was done.
Yep, and he retired.
Yeah.
The whatever it's called that you do when you leave somewhere, hire somebody new.
Hmm. What?
The press conference will be on this station.
What time?
I think 11.
Hmm. It's 11 p.m.
What really matters is this. P.M. would be awesome.
Yeah.
But I think it's A.M. What really matters is this.
Al Capone hated the nickname Scarface. He wanted people to call him either Big Fella or Snorky.
No, being called Big Fella sucks.
It's better than Scarface.
Yeah.
Hey, ugly.
You haven't been heavy your whole life. Or Big Guy. Hey, Big Guy. Don't call me that.
You don't want to be Big Fella?
No.
Don't encourage
would
it.
Would you rather be Meat Sauce?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm going to start calling you Snorky.
That's fine.
What's Snorky that? Sounds like a whale's name, though. I know Sparky's a seal's name, but Snorky sounds like it could be whale-like.
Isn't there a show, a cartoon?
Snorkels.
There you go. You knew where I was going.
You didn't watch that Big Fella or what?
No, I didn't. Rooster.
Just Rooster?
Yeah, not, great point.
Rooster Eater, Rooster Licker, Rooster Kisser.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Rooster Kisser.
It's over, Jeff.
This is the only form of rooster Corey hates.
I can't stand Alice in Chains.
Really?
I think I like about
Corey.
Two songs.
It's
not my favorite.
Corey.
Yeah?
I can't believe you don't like Alice in
Chains. Yeah, it's like the one grunge band that just didn't do much for me.
You should play Spoon Man. Great point.
That's Soundgarden. That song shreds.
Yeah, no, I know. Just playing something you like so you're not
mean. I gotcha.
Yeah.
I thought you were naming other Alice in Chains songs that you like.
No.
Okay, just check.
Ba-na-na-na-na-na-na. Oh. Oh. Oh.
Remember how badass the 8-bit version of this was when we played it?
Remember how badass this video is when Beavis and Butthead watch it?
Where is that bit? Oh, here it is. Even this kicks ass.
Yeah, this wails. Do you have a wicked game, 8-bit?
Can you imagine playing Contra to this?
Oh.
Give me that spread gun. Just light this place up. Sauce, sing it.
I'm with you, man. Save me.
That's what he says. All my friends are brown and red, and Beavis and Butthead go, what does that mean? And I think Butthead goes, I think he means his friends are turds. It's genius. It's so brilliant.
It's also unbelievably dumb.
Oh, yeah.
It's funny, though.
That's good, though.
Let's keep doing What Really Matters when Ben gets here, but we'll just do just NFL What Really Matters.
Yeah.
Because the Vikings didn't play yesterday, but we still need Ben's take on everything NFL, and there's a lot to talk about.
There's so many weird things that happened in the world of football.
Yes, including Sean Payton smashing a fire alarm.
Yeah. Ugh. And how about the Golden Gophers? They won on Saturday. Is there a less predictable team in the world than our Golden Gopher football squad?
Yeah, they might cost me some money.
Well, and they play against Northwestern, who I believe, did I read that
they're pretty good.
They
beat
won
Iowa.
A spot in the Big Ten championship game?
Yeah, they won the West.
Yeah. And they're only 6-4 or something.
But I think
know.
They've only lost one Big Ten game.
Yeah.
I think there's something like 4-1 or 5-1 in the Big Ten, I think.
And we play them this coming weekend.
Yeah, at 11:30.
Is it a home game?
Yes.
We could win by 50 or lose by 100. I have no idea. I don't think there's any in-between with this team.
Ben Lieber next. Power Trip Morning Show on the Fan.
Hey, good morning, everybody. They didn't just write great songs. They had very creative licks as well. Soundgarden. Speaking of creative licks, Ben Lieber in studio.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ben.
Hi, Ben.
It's a really interesting intro.
Yeah.
I guess thanks.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. I mean, yeah, take it as you will.
I appreciate it.
For sure.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm pretty good. A busy weekend. How about yourself?
Good. You know, it's funny that you say that because my play-by-play guy this weekend, Brian Custer, he got that into the broadcast. Hey, that play was pretty good.
Did nice. He really?
Yeah, he did. Good. He did. He fit it in. It was great. And then I called him Larry. It was a fun little moment that we had on TV where
adorable.
You know, you talk about these things off air, and everybody has like movie lines, but the fact that he got that in, it was fun. Made it fun. So that reminded me of that I forgot that we did that.
That's awesome.
He did that.
Where were you this weekend?
I was at Iowa State. Mm-hmm. The game was
good for you.
The game was pretty awesome. You can actually probably Google it now, but we had an actual fight, like
a real fight,
like two guys got ejected. Security was on the field. You know, I would say a punch was thrown, but it wasn't like a closed-fisted punch. It was more just like a right-handed like cat paw. Got him right on the side of the face.
At what point of the game?
Third quarter.
Was it close?
The game was getting close, and this is the goofy rule that we even forgot during the broadcast, which I'm kind of smacking myself for. But so it was Baylor's defense that was on the field, so Iowa State's offense was on the field. The fight happens. There's two skirmishes that happened. One a defensive player pushed the running back into the Gatorade cart. Hmm. So that started sort of the whole thing, and then the next play that's when all the fisticuffs happened. Well, later in the fourth quarter, Baylor was actually coming back. They had built up momentum. They had this energy. Their quarterback was feeling it. The quarterback says something to the referee after a play. The referee flags him for unsportsmanlike. And because they issued a team-wide unsportsmanlike after the fight, or moments earlier in the third quarter, he's ejected from the game. Because if you get two unsportsmanlike conducts, you're ejected from the game. But the crappy thing is, he was on the bench. Like the offense was on the bench when the fight happened. Wow. So he was getting a drink of water, and his teammates are fighting, but yet the whole team gets an unsportsmanlike conduct, and so it was sort of a confusing time for him to get kicked out of the game. And it sucked because it really hurt the game. I don't know, the game would have been much more exciting at the end, but.
Yeah, but fights are cool, right?
The fight was awesome.
Fights are cool.
Yeah, the fight was awesome. Because, you know how it is, your eyes are looking at, one place, and there's, another fight going on in another place. You're like, oh, my God, I don't even know where to look, because there's, so much going on. And right. Cops on the field, and it was fun.
It's like semi-pro, right? Somebody hit somebody.
Yeah.
Just, please, throw a punch.
But it's always the age-old question of, why do football players punch each other in the helmet?
Right.
It's not going to hurt
anybody. Doesn't hurt, right. Hey, let's do what really matters, but let's go around the NFL. Ben, the Vikings did not play yesterday, but that doesn't mean there's not a ton to talk about. You ready?
Yeah, let's see this.
I'll say some football stuff, and then Chris will say something that actually matters.
Yeah, man, I got stuff.
Washington won 16-3 over the Buccaneers. Washington up to 6-3. They're leading the NFC East. The Buccaneers fall to 3-6, and in doing so, the Buccaneers are the first team in NFL history with 450 or more yards and 3 points or fewer in a game. Ryan Fitzpatrick threw for 406, and the Bucs put up 3 points.
But he had two or three interceptions?
Two.
Yeah. Their quarterbacks are turnover machines. They're a hot mess. Dirk Cutter said that, you know, despite the yardage, they got to talk about who's going to start at quarterback, because it seemed like they kind of gave up on Jameis, and Yeah, they're a mess down there. And then Washington, they admittedly say we're playing sloppy, but we're winning.
6-3.
Yeah, they'll take it.
Did Adrian have a big game?
I don't 19 think carries, 68 yards, so no. What really matters, though, is this.
Today, Ben, is National Happy Hour Day.
Ooh, oh, fancy.
Drink up, Shriners.
Shriners.
That's what we used to say.
Why?
Yeah. I mean, it's fun.
Okay. Have a beer.
Yeah, have a beer, man.
Have a beer.
Have a beer.
Every hour is happy hour, beer. Right?
Happy hour is sweet.
Sometimes.
Yeah. The Rams won 36-31 over the Seahawks. The Rams 5-0 at home. They're up to 9-1 overall. And Todd Gurley scored again. He had 120 yards and a touchdown. And he is now the fourth player in NFL history to score a touchdown in each of his team's first 10 games of a season. He scored in all 10 games so far this year. He joins O.J. Simpson in 1975, Lenny Moore in 1964, and Crazy Legs Hirsch in 1951. So out of the four guys that have ever done this, 25% of them went on to be double murderers.
Wow.
What really matters is this.
That was part of the stat?
that's really interesting.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Which one was it?
I find this to be kind of an answer to a question I've always wondered. So I'm watching the current season of American Horror Story. It's called Apocalypse, and it's quite good. I'm enjoying this one more than any of them that I've watched. All of them are Satanists. No, that's not true. Most of them are Satanists. Kathy Bates plays a Satanist. She, as an actress, when she got the script, refused to pray to Satan. She said, I called them down to my trailer. I said, dudes, I'm not praying to Satan. I was quite serious about it because I'm a two-time cancer survivor, and I'm not going to screw around with that. It's bad enough I have to say Hail Satan over and over again, which she does. I know it's entertainment, but I just didn't want to do it. And I always wonder about that. Like, I would be freaked out even as an actor, like, doing something that was against what I stand for.
Your morals?
Yeah, right.
Well, it's acting, though.
I know, I get that. Acting? I get that, but this is different than that.
I doubt Ralph Fiennes wanted to be a Nazi.
Great point. That's exactly what I mean. I'd have a hard time playing a Nazi. That's why I'm not an actor.
Hawk.
Yeah.
Kathy Bates, would you?
Oh, absolutely. Great actress.
She's very
good. Act like she enjoyed it for once, you know?
How many times did you watch the hot tub scene in About Schmidt?
It's the background of his computer.
I lost count at 152.
Corey, could you play the Pope?
Of course. It's that acting.
Acting!
Could you, okay.
Oh, careful. Careful, Christopher.
Could you play?
Okay.
Careful.
Could you play a straight guy?
All right, just let me beat you to it.
That's so weird that you said that, because I wasn't going to, but you did.
Okay.
That's so weird.
Say, could you play Santa Claus?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
Hey, sometimes rumors hurt people's feelings.
Yeah.
And sometimes they don't.
Rumors, great point.
That's a pretty good point.
Thanks.
It's more of a record, though.
Yeah, but play any of their bangers.
And again, I will never forget the day that a former coworker who I did not get along with once alerted me to an internet rumor that I was going to come out with one of my roommates. And I said, that's dumb. And he said, well, aren't you mad? I go, it's the internet. It's a rumor. And it's not true. And he goes, yeah, but they're saying it about you. I go, what do I care? And he was so mad that I wasn't mad.
Yeah, right.
Well, what was I supposed to do?
Do you still talk to Doug Westerman?
It wasn't Doug. I like Doug.
Yeah, so do I.
He's Doug,
my turn or your Doug. Turn?
I just told you that fascinating fact.
Oh.
It's your turn.
Yeah, it was fascinating. Let's try this one. The Cleveland Browns and Ben's guy, Baker Mayfield.
Yes.
They won 28-16 over the Falcons. The Browns now 3-6-1. The Falcons fall to 4-5, but Julio Jones did have 107 yards and a touchdown. Ben, Julio Jones now the fastest in NFL history to 10,000 yards receiving. He did it in 104 games, breaking the record of 115 by
O.J. Simpson.
Good guess.
Yeah. Calvin Johnson. Calvin Johnson did it in 115, but Julio, 11 games faster, 104.
Good for him.
But how about your guy Baker? Let's talk about Baker for a second. The Browns
Can we talk about Baker?
Yeah, the Browns are 3-6-1. Mayfield
151.3 passer rating.
Duh.
He was 17 of 20. So he had 3 incompletions. He also had 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. And ran for 20 yards, but they won easily, 28-16.
Sounds efficient.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't sound like it was a big plays down the field. But yeah, that's Baker. Baker's a leader.
Hmm.
And then hockey's favorite player, Nick Chubb, he had a great game too.
176 yards and a touchdown, including a 92 yarder.
Yeah.
Pretty good player.
The Browns have 3 wins, Ben. They are 3-6-1. Will they get 3 more out of their last 6 to get to 6 wins? Because that's the bet that Chris and I have. If it's under 6,
yeah.
Chris has to watch 2 hours of the main event of the World Series of Poker next July. If it's 7, I have to get a psychic reading and not be an a-hole to the psychic while the reading is taking place. I will destroy them afterwards, but not to their face.
Right.
If it's 6, both of us have to do the punishments.
Well, let's take a look at their schedule. But
I have it right here.
You do?
Yep. Because I knew this would happen.
Oh, you are a psychic.
They play at the Bengals.
Who knows?
At the Texans.
That's probably a loss, but who knows?
At home versus the Panthers.
That's going to be very tough. Panthers are very good.
At Broncos, they could win that.
That's a likely win.
Then home versus the Bengals. Mm-hmm. And then at Ravens.
I think I'm good.
They got a chance, man. I'm going to say yes, they are going to get 3 wins.
I don't think they get 3. I think they can get 2, maybe. I don't think they find 3 there.
That damn tie is going to be the thing that makes me watch poker. A damn tie.
Maybe. Yeah.
Well, let's see here. As I have the lines up as well, they are... Where is it? Damn it.
That's okay.
Well, the Ravens are talking about firing Harbaugh.
Right.
Are they really?
Yeah, they have been. Yeah.
Who knows what you're going to get out of Carolina when you get him at home?
Yeah, and if Baltimore's got nothing to play for the last game of the season, if they don't make the playoffs...
Oh, I'm an idiot. They have a bye this weekend.
They'll definitely win this weekend.
Yeah, but still, you still have the schedule right. At Bengals, at Texans, home against the Panthers, at the Broncos, home against the Bengals, and at the Ravens.
Yeah.
I think they're going to get their 3 wins. Yep.
I feel good. I think they're getting 2. 1 or 2.
Good.
It's a good bet. It's a good bet now that they've got some new life after they fired their coaches.
Yep. Yep.
Really matters, though, is this.
Yep.
By the way, that Nick Chubb 92-yarder, longest touchdown run in Browns history. Previous record was 90 in 1959.
And the guy before refused to use him.
Well, he would talk about using him. He was like, we got to get the ball in his hands more. And then they wouldn't run the ball. Which is probably why Todd Haley got fired.
Hey, he wasn't watching any film.
Yeah.
Other people do that. The National Toy Hall of Fame has announced 3 toys that is going into the 2018 class. They are Uno, Pinball, and the Magic 8-Ball.
Mm. Uno's fun.
Uno's a solid
game. Did anybody play with the Magic 8-Ball for more than like 10 minutes?
Of course not.
No.
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 No, it lasted for me about as long as a Rubik's Cube did.
Yeah.
And I realized I wasn't going to solve it in 25 seconds.
Yeah.
It was sat in the corner of the room.
Yep. I would look at it and just kind of grunt at it like a caveman and go, and just throw it on the table.
Yeah.
Right. Well, I can do
this. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. My kids have the 4x4 one?
Ooh.
Right? Yeah.
The Rubik's
Each face has just 4 instead of what, the 9?
So 2x2.
2x2.
Right.
It's I still can't even do that one.
No.
Really?
That sounds
I've never tried that one. That seems
Yeah, it seems really
like
easy.
It would be easy.
I can get a couple sides and then I'm like, I don't know how to do the rest.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
I've never tried that one.
But here's the other thing. Like, I don't care enough to do it.
Like,
if you sat down and solved the Rubik's Cube, who'd you celebrate with? First of all, you're going to be by yourself because nobody's going to stick around and watch you solve a Rubik's Cube.
Unless you're one of those speed guys,
yeah. Right. And then even if you did solve it and showed somebody, I wouldn't believe it. I'd be like, you probably took the stickers off like I did when I was a kid.
They don't let you do that anymore, though, right? Now they're painted on. Yeah. No more stickers.
Which is why I don't own a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
I think we talked about this like 6 months ago. If chicks would be impressed if you could do a Rubik's Cube, because that's the only reason to do it, right, is to show it off to gals, because then they think you're smarter than you probably are, right?
How much money do you think this has made?
How much money what?
As of January 2009, 350 million cubes have been sold worldwide.
Wow.
Jackpot.
Wow.
I wonder what percentage of those have ever been solved.
Making it the world's top-selling puzzle game.
It's, I mean, it's got to be under 1%.
The world's best-selling toy.
Yeah, I bet it is under 1% ever got solved ever in their life.
But back to Ben's point, do you remember the sense of accomplishment if you could even get one side of the six to have all nine spaces the same color?
Yeah.
You're like, hey, I got one side!
Yeah.
Huge accomplishment.
There's fun being dumb. Yes, it is.
Power Trip Morning Show with Ben Lieber after this on The Fan.
You're listening to The Fan.
Monday Night Football tonight is San Francisco hosting the Giants.
Is that game 100% guaranteed to go off or not?
Don't know.
Why? Because of the fires?
Yeah, there was talk over the weekend that it was potentially going to be postponed, but I haven't heard anything in about a day or so.
Just because the air quality? They don't have fires up in San Fran area.
I think it's an air quality thing.
Yeah.
Jeez Louise.
But I have not seen an update, so I have no idea. I'm going to assume that it's going to go off unless we hear otherwise.
When you lived in that area of the world, did you ever have any danger with fires coming close to your home?
Yes, we did. We had to play the Miami Dolphins in Arizona because they'd used Qualcomm as a refugee site.
Hmm.
So we had, I think they call it the Cedar Fire. It was a block. I was a block away from getting evacuated. We had a number of players get evacuated and a couple of coaches got evacuated. It's scary, man. Like I'm glad I went through with something like that and was safe. But man, to see when they talk about the fire and the heat, it's something that you can't even believe until you see it. I still have pictures looking out my front window of my home in San Diego, and the fire was still probably a quarter of a mile away from our house, and I'm not kidding you. The wall of flames had to have been 200 feet high. And I'm not exaggerating. Like, it is something out of a movie that you cannot even believe. And there's a lot of eucalyptus trees around that area. And we had a whole valley of those trees. And they were exploding because the oil would get so, the oil would build up so much pressure on the inside of the tree that they would just burst and explode. And then all that stuff would send more flames and stuff further and further. The scary thing about these fires in California now is I think they're showing the 50 to 60 mile an hour wind gusts because they're having the Santa Anas are going through.
Yeah.
And so they're like, there's just no way to contain them. Like, you can have all the fire breaks you want, but you know, these little embers are going to travel a long ways in 50 or 60 mile an hour winds and then just fall on somebody's roof or whatever. I mean, it's crazy scary.
On a much lighter note, out of everything you just said, because 99% of that was extremely serious, I have no problem admitting this, Paul, that I had no idea that we had eucalyptus trees in the U.S.
Yeah.
It's one of those bits I just assumed they were only in Australia.
I didn't either.
Yeah. I didn't know they were on trees.
Where did you think they were?
I thought it was a plant.
Hmm. That's a tree. Yeah, it's a tree.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either until... You see them, and you're like, that's an interesting-looking tree. And like, oh, yeah, those are eucalyptus trees.
Didn't know. Didn't know we had those here.
San Diego is amazing.
It is amazing. It's, you know, and the thing I can't watch is all the animals. I can't watch. Like, they have, you know, horses, and all these animals are just fleeing for their lives with no place to go. And they say that... They say just let them go. Like, they will have a better chance of just, like, kind of finding their way. But, yeah, I can't do it.
I am with you. Rosie's getting a flight out there just to laugh at the animals.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, there's times I really like him, and other times I really...
Other times you just can't believe
I just can't believe that he would do
that. I can't believe the crassness.
I know.
Of Mark Rosen.
What an a-hole. Animals running from fires.
I know.
The administration at Colorado State University just put together a list of offensive phrases that they want organizations to stop using on campus.
Oh.
And one of them is long time no see.
Why?
Huh?
They say that's offensive to people of Asian descent.
Long time, no see.
Why?
I'm not offended.
They say there's some evidence that long time no see could be based on an old Chinese phrase.
Long time, no see.
The administration didn't clarify what they thought about going into that decision. But they also they also mentioned that they want people to stop saying phrases like you guys or y'all. Because you guys implies a gender.
Huh. I have thought about that. That I refer to guys and gals as guys all the time. Do the gals in the group or the room that I'm talking to, do they get offended when I do that?
I don't think they do.
I don't.
Isn't
he dead?
Yeah.
Is it
forever?
Is it John Matuszak?
John Matuszak.
Yeah. Oh, I thought it was Mike Moustakas.
He's a baseball player.
So the other day when on the initials were MM on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
One of the clues, I'm like, what is the guy's name who plays Stench or what's
Sloth?
Sloth. I'm like,
Stench.
I'm like, it's Matuszak, but is it Mike? I was going to ring and say Mike Matuszak.
I wish you had.
For what?
For, I don't know, one of the clues I thought was this guy. But I didn't know it was John. I thought his name started with an M.
You people would sound weirder. Hey, what are you people doing later?
Yeah, right. That'd be pretty weird.
That would stand out even, I think, in a, I don't know, that sounds worse.
Yeah, of course it does.
What are you people doing?
I would agree.
What do you mean by you people?
Yeah, that's,
you know,
that sounds
you
worse.
White Minnesotans, you know.
That's way worse.
Yeah.
I don't know. Ladies, at Powertrip KFN, do ladies get offended when you say, hey, what are you guys doing later? I'm not a guy. I'll get over yourself.
Right.
Yeah. Hmm.
Look, I'm all for women's rights, despite what I blog about.
You blog?
You blog or vlog?
Both, when it comes to women's rights.
Yeah. Good for you.
Yeah. I logged before the show.
Gross.
Yeah, I did
you
as well.
Here?
Yeah,
I vlogged it.
Did you guys ever find out who the Phantom Pooper was?
Nope, never did.
No.
Never did.
We're never going
Nobody
to.
You
can't put cameras
forward.
In there.
Nope.
PA's asked.
Yeah, in the men's back. And any time, like the one time we talked about how somebody was taking giant dumps, nobody ever came forward for that. And then we had like four or five suspects, and I think we were basically told to like cool it on the.
Well, why would somebody come forward and go, you're right, you got it whittled down to four, so I might as well step up and say it was me.
Hockey showed me a picture about a half hour ago of a dump he took that was a C, and he said, look, it's the letter in my name.
Well, I find it ironic that it's a perfect C. It really is. I'm not kidding you. It's like
it's the only perfect C you've ever seen.
Like I did it. Hey. Pretty impressive.
Yeah.
I'd like to show the world.
So now, did you try, did you like kind of move your hips to try to make that?
You would think I did. I stood up and I looked at it because, you know, who doesn't want to admire their work? Yeah. And I was like, oh my Lord. Do you want to see it?
Yeah, I'll see it.
Okay. It's impressive. Come on, Corey.
I have no interest in seeing that.
But you're going to be amazed that this is an absolute perfect C. It really is. I'm not kidding you.
Did you have the perfect taper at the end, too?
Big day for you.
Yeah, look at that.
Oh, my.
That's like a perfect C. It really is.
Honestly, I'm what, 20 feet away from you right now? 15 feet away? That looks like the Demigorgon.
Yeah. It looks like a lizard.
And you had to feel really good after that.
Oh, great. Just great. Just great. Just great. Yeah.
Do you take a picture of everyone?
No, only the ones I want to share.
With Jess Frat? Well, let's not name names.
Oh, I'm not sending it to Jess. He would demean me.
Why? Does he take big dumps? Who takes big dumps?
I'm not going to say his name.
Okay.
I don't want to say
his
name.
That's a terrible
name. Okay.
But Jess Frasper is really out of this world with the amount of pooping he does.
Yeah.
He only does it once a week on Thursdays, every Thursday.
No.
And it looks like a loaf of bread.
No.
Well, it's been building up for 6 days.
One day a week.
Why?
Thursdays. That's just how his system works.
No, come on.
A buddy of mine poops after every meal.
Yeah, I'm right here. You can say my name.
Stupid-ass Dov.
No, I don't.
Because he runs. Ben, how about this? Bears kicker Cody Parkey.
What a name.
Missed four kicks and all four hit the uprights, which is almost impossible, right? He said, quote, I don't think I've hit the post four times in my whole life, and I've been kicking for almost 15 years, so it's almost comical. Two things. Number one, do you believe him that he hasn't hit the uprights four times in his entire career?
Yeah.
I mean, I guess
Yeah.
If he thinks, well, especially in one outing, yeah. I think that's hard to do.
I'm sure he's done it in practice, but I think he's saying in games themselves, he doesn't believe that he's hit it four times in his entire life. Wow. And he hit it four times yesterday, two extra points and two field goals. And they still won.
Yeah, they won. Yeah, because Detroit's a mess.
And Chicago's coach, what, Nagy, right?
Yeah.
Basically said, no, we're not switching kickers.
I think that'd be hard to do if he tried to do that in practice. Yeah. Like you say, like, all right, let's try to sharpshoot this thing and hit the uprights.
Sure.
I don't think he could do it four times.
That's insane.
Yeah, that game was so frustrating. Oh, God. Even last night's game was frustrating. How does Dak Prescott is awful.
How did he get awful? What happened?
I don't think he was ever that great.
Really?
I think, yes. Man, and the Eagles, just how do you let him beat you? I don't get it.
More importantly, how does Tom Brady only score 8 points for me? I'm going to ride the damn bus.
Oh, I saw that. Yeah,
he's in big trouble.
You are on the bus.
But you got 5 weeks to go. That's plenty of time.
Last week,
nobody's
safe
yet.
It was double points last week. I scored 4 points. This week, I took Tom Brady. He gave me 8 points. It's like I'm trying to lose.
Yeah.
It really, I couldn't, like you were just saying, I couldn't try to do worse than I've done.
Yeah.
Horrible. Horrible.
Yeah.
You got 5 weeks left. Plenty of time.
But of all the guys that I feel like could handle a bus ride, sure. I think you could do it.
Yeah. No, not according to Mr. Z.
No, poor Mr. Z felt so bad for me. There's a good chance that I just get off at a random stop and am never seen again.
If you keep that Fu Manchu,
yeah,
they'll leave you alone.
Thank you for noticing, by the way. Neither of these sons of bitches said a word.
I saw it this morning.
Yeah, you didn't say anything about it. I'm mustache Movember up in this joint right now.
It Fu looks Manchu great, man.
You had a Fu Manchu, remember?
It was, sort of.
Yeah, it was a Fu Manchu, wasn't it? Wouldn't you say?
It's like chops.
Yeah, sort of okay.
Thing. Yeah, I don't know what you
call it. It's a good look.
It was different.
I noticed. I didn't say anything. I just
blogged about it. If you keep that... Oh, they're going to leave you alone.
Oh, they'll leave me alone.
Oh, yeah.
Where can we find your blog, Corey?
Backpages.com.
Yep. Spelled rest in peace.
Vikings News.
Good morning, everybody.
Hey, Hockey.
Yes, sir.
Come watch the Wild versus the Sabres at the Point Bar and Grill with me from 5 to 7 this Saturday. Stop by our Sipple booth, snap a selfie, and tweet for your shot at Wild Tickets. More info at campfan.com, keyword events.
How long are you going to talk?
2 hours.
Yeah, sounds good.
Thanks, babe.
A little love out there to all the good people with Abby's Hope and the great event we had on Saturday night. Thank you for having us, and... congratulations. Raised a big bunch of money that night.
Yeah, Scott Taylor whales.
Yeah, Scott Taylor is pretty whaley. Sam, all the good people. Nice job, everybody. And you were at an event last night, were you not, Saucy Sauce?
Yeah, for Pinky Swear, and I was telling Hockey.
Oh, good for you.
It was a chef event for kids, and all these kids made all this food, and they had a band. It was a couple gals and a couple of young men. They were amazing. Unbelievable. They played like Salt in the Swing, Whipping Post. They were unbelievable.
What was their name?
Couple of teenage kids. They were called the Big J. That was the name of the band.
Crazy.
Yeah. And what was that for?
Pinky Swear.
The Tim Hyde's bit?
Yeah.
I'm going to cut right to the chase.
Yeah.
I don't like charity.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
It feels to me like I'm giving money away and getting nothing in return.
Yeah, okay.
It's time for Vikings News.
It's time for Vikings News.
Touchdown!
Presented by...
Radco.
You know, Chris Farley and Tommy Boy, when he goes, "That's a pretty girl down there."
Brilliant.
The Bears, that's a pretty good team over there. They're 6-3, and they host the Minnesota Vikings on Sunday Night Football. The Vikings are 5-3-1. The Bears mostly rolled the pretty bad Detroit Lions yesterday. If you haven't seen it, what do you think the spread is? Bears hosting the Vikings Sunday Night Football.
I'm just going to go with like 3.5.
Which way?
Oh, well, the Bears.
Bears by 3.5.
Yeah, just because they're at home at night. Yeah.
Chris.
Yeah, I'll say Bears 4.
Should have gone the other way. Bears by 3 is the line that I'm looking at right now.
Who would you take if you had to bet it right now?
Vikings.
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 Man, can they slow down Mac?
Yes. Yes, they can.
Is it sad that I'm like more worried about them slowing down that offense?
Yeah.
Trubisky's pretty good, man. He's surprisingly good.
He is surprisingly good. Yes, he's surprisingly accurate and athletic. And I think that's the thing that worries me the most is that he's extending plays and he's finding guys open. And he doesn't seem to be a guy that you can rattle pretty easy. And that worries me at home. And that, yes, the defense with Mac and all those guys, and now they're getting healthy. Yes, of course, that worries me. But they're not as worrisome if their offense can't score. If their offense scores and they're up by 10 points or 14 points, then look out.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, the Vikings offense and the Bears offense, pretty even. The Vikings averaging 390 a game, the Bears 376.
Yep.
Tough place to play. Always is.
It always is.
By the way, let me flip this, though. So the Vikings average, what, 14 yards more a game? The Bears average 5 points more a game, though. The Bears are averaging 29.9 points a game. Vikings, 24.6.
Ooh, look at them.
That's insane.
More efficient on offense, yeah. Huh?
Yes, efficient.
And the Bears' defense only allows 19.4. The Vikings allow 22.7.
Ooh.
So the Bears score more,
tail the tape,
less.
This is the biggest game of the season. There's a lot that goes wrong if they lose this game.
Yeah, a lot goes wrong.
They fall behind the pack. No, they'd be 5-4 and never mind.
Well, the Bears would basically control
right.
The division.
Their destiny. Mm-hmm.
Their mm-hmm. destiny. Yeah, you're right. Density. It's a big game.
Yep.
Big spot. And I don't know the stats, but it feels like every time the Vikings come off a bye, they're a little slow and sluggish
yeah.
in the first mm-hmm. game. Mm-hmm.
It's like meat sauce on Thanksgiving.
Yep. Yeah,
or just every day.
Yeah.
How's your eating? Is it under control? Or is November getting away from you?
Yeah, 2018's kind of gotten away from me.
You look great.
You got a month and a half left to turn it around.
Hey, Hawk.
Yeah.
Do you know what I just saw on the internet?
Probably naked women.
A teaser trailer for Toy Story 4.
Oh, dear God. Don't do it.
No. June of 2019.
Oh. Will he cry to the trailer?
Yeah.
Is this the last one?
I hope not, because they're great films. But yeah, it is.
Is it?
I would assume.
Oh, well, you can't assume that. I thought the last one was going to be the last one.
What are they going to do with the toys? Throw them out? Like, how does this movie end? Do they just throw them in a dumpster?
No, I don't know.
You can't do that. Because they're not just toys, they're people.
Yeah.
And what a great bit that would be.
And they get up and walk right out of there. They just get up and walk right out of there.
Yeah, but what if they can't?
Yeah.
What if their legs are broken?
It has to end, right?
No, it doesn't. It's a cartoon.
Yeah.
No, we've learned that Breaking Bad apparently doesn't end.
They're making a movie.
I don't know.
Yeah, I'm glad.
It sounds like they're going to expand the universe even beyond just that movie.
The universe
is endless.
The best part of that show was Pinkman just drove off.
Spoiler alert. Yeah,
thanks, dude. Appreciate you.
It's 6 years ago.
You're such an ass. I was going to catch up on that.
Yes, Ben still wanted to see what happened.
Yeah.
Pinkman died.
What?
Yeah.
As he drove off?
Yeah. Bigfoot stepped on him. You missed it.
Mm. That's a twist.
Yeah, that's a hell of a twist.
I'll show you.
Is anybody watching Ozark?
Yeah, I've seen Ozarks, yeah.
Haven't started season two yet.
So we just got done season one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Fantastic show that is.
Yeah, first season was great.
My God.
Mm. How about that ending?
The ending's fantastic. Like, I'm blown away by the writing. Like, the writing that the kids say, like, every moment, every scene is like, yeah, that's what you would say in that moment, right? Like, that's completely plausible.
It's very good.
Because I don't want to spoil it like Sauce just did with Bigfoot stepping in Pinkman.
Thank you for that. Thank you.
Pinkman's dead?
How about the water scene towards the end of season one?
Dude, I was on the edge of my seat, and I said, like, he's not doing this. Like, they're not doing this. I was mad.
Right. It's one of the most uncomfortable 20-second spans in television history, yeah. Right?
Because you could see him going down that route, right?
Yeah. What is happening?
Yes. Hmm. And I'm like, they're not really going to do this.
That show's incredible.
Hmm.
I just haven't had time. I'm too busy killing cowboys and Red Dead 2.
Yeah, and yeah. Getting bats.
And
getting
losing in poker.
Getting it knocked around.
No, I'm not losing in poker. I'm permanently retired.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
Permanently retired.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you are?
Yeah. Seems. Why would I play anymore? The same three people win every time.
Get you out of the house.
Whoa, God,
that's a fair point.
Yeah, you know.
How about this news?
Oh, God.
Toyota and Pizza Hut collaborated on a pickup that will cook a pizza as it's being delivered.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore.
Is that Yoda?
Yep, Yoda.
Is that really an issue, though? Is it to the point where you guys order a pizza and you're like, it's not fresh enough?
No, I need it to be cooled down by the time it gets to me.
Yeah.
I don't want to burn my mouth on the cheese.
It always comes out that little space-age little portable oven anyway.
Yeah, it's fine.
This is going to last as long, and I know there are food trucks. Don't email me. Don't at me. I get it. This is going to last until one truck starts on fire because the pizza oven burns, and then they're going to go, what are we doing? Why are we having
our house,
the pizzas our house cook on the way?
Oh, yeah. And who's making the pizzas on the way? The drivers? I'm sorry. No offense to the drivers out there, but I don't want you touching my pizza.
A lot of times it's the same person.
Yeah.
No, it's not.
It is.
What?
The same person that makes the pizza in the back of the actual establishment is not driving the pizza.
No.
Sure.
Almost never now.
No.
I don't know about now, but when I did it, I did.
Maybe back in the day, but now there are drivers specifically just to drive.
Didn't you go to a house twice in one night?
I wonder why.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, and good for you. Awesome story.
Appreciate it very much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
How old were you?
The good old days. 17.
I love that.
Yeah, it's good old days.
I love that.
I remember that story. You told me that you got a pretty big tip and she got a pretty small one.
She did, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep, yep. Unsatisfactory service, I believe is what she called it.
Yeah.
But I did my best Alf impersonation.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Yep, yeah.
Uh-huh. That's a callback.
It really is.
You did that?
Yeah, I did. I did.
So you were satisfied?
Yeah.
Completely full?
Sure.
Did she have any of the pizza?
She did. She said there wasn't enough sausage. What she said.
She asked for a meat lover's. And
she did. Yeah. That's exactly. She definitely was a meat lover.
You gave her
she
a veggie.
She definitely was a meat lover's.
I believe you told me that she had extra cheese.
Yeah. Said she wanted sourdough crust.
Oh my God. This show's awful.
Hold the anchovies! So
guy, Chris Hockey's having flashbacks.
Yeah, yeah, you're right. You need to go rinse your mouth out.
That is the face in so many ways of regret.
Yeah.
No, but it's a great story.
It's a great story.
Looks like he's reliving it as we speak.
It's every teenage boy's fantasy.
Absolutely.
Was that the zero you slept with?
No. No. What? No. What? No.
What are you talking about?
What are you talking about? No.
He just delivered pizza.
I'm just a pizza guy.
Pay attention.
I'm just a pizza guy.
Oh. My bad. I'm not listening.
I drove a Chevette, and I'm not kidding you.
Oh, my God.
You could see the road through the floorboard. It was so rusted out. I can't believe I lived.
And Barney Rubble.
Is that the car you lived in?
No, it was a Camaro. I was a badass by then.
Yeah. You're the best.
Fan 5 is next. The 8 o'clock hour of the Power Trip Morning Show with Meat Sauce, Chris Hockey, Ben Lieber, and I'm Corey Cove, and this is The Fan.
Thank you, Polly. Here's something that, makes perfect sense. I guess I never thought about it, but as of right now, KFC is finally launching their new chicken and waffles combo nationwide. You can either get a plate with fried chicken and small Belgian waffles, or get a sandwich that uses waffles as buns.
Lucky. Speaking of waffles, I saw the most genius gift idea over the weekend, even though I think it's $60, so it's probably not worth it. On Amazon, they have a waffle iron that's a keyboard. And when you think about it, it's brilliant because every key of the keyboard ends up being kind of a waffle square for butter and syrup and stuff. It's pretty sick. But it's a gigantic, long-ass waffle. But who doesn't want a giant waffle?
I want a big waffle.
Just type in keyboard waffle, and you'll see what I'm saying. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah.
But
$60 for a waffle iron?
No, $49 right here. Hogsy.
Yeah.
Do you need one?
Show it to Ben. It's pretty badass. I kind of want it.
Make it two if you want one.
This one's 100. Do you care?
No, I don't care. I don't want to have to put it together, though, so pay extra, like if somebody will come over and put it together for me.
It's a waffle iron.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your...
Over the weekend, Kate Upton and Justin Verlander announced their baby daughter has been born. Her name is Genevieve, and by all accounts, she's absolutely full. Doctors expect her to feed again in another week and a half.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
That's generous.
I don't know why you say that. I don't get it.
Hmm.
Explain it to me. How would you know that?
No, weirdo.
Why would you guess?
Just reading the news, man.
Mm-hmm.
Just reading the news. Mm-hmm. Yeah, apparently she was born 6 pounds, 4 ounces, and now she weighs 36 pounds. That is one... Hefty kid.
Can I ask a question?
Of course. Monday on the wrong button.
So do you? Can you type messages into the keyboard waffle?
Say that again.
Please don't.
Oh, no. I'm not going to ask.
I ordered two of them, Hawk.
Thanks, buddy.
It's $100.
Yeah, it's his Amazon account that I have on this computer.
I won $100 from Saucy this morning, so it doesn't matter.
So you just put a waffle iron on it?
I just did. I bought two of them.
Fan 5 is brought to you by Continental Diamond and ContinentalDiamond.com. It's the holidays. Get down to Continental Diamond and buy something nice.
That's
hell
right.
Yeah.
Like a watch for yourself or an engagement ring for your gal.
That's
or a
right.
necklace.
Or a necklace for yourself or a gal.
Corey?
Yes, Corey.
Can I say all the scores on the NFL game so you guys can comment on them?
Yeah.
Sure.
I'm going to do them one at a time. Okay?
All right.
Can we each comment? Just Ben.
If you
Jeff,
have a real
Corey,
comment,
yeah,
if
a
you
real,
have a real
okay.
comment, okay, not
although
about
I,
waffle keys.
Although I'd like Paul, no, see, I would like Paul to do word association. So, like, you'll say a score, Ben will say something actually important, and then I would like to have Paul just say the first thing that he can think of,
okay,
just to see,
interesting,
what he
that's
comes
a,
up with when he's forced
test.
To come up with something.
Thank you. I like the test. I like the way you stink. Here
that's
we go.
Hideous.
Let's go all the way back to Thursday night, Ben, when the Steelers beat the Panthers 52-21 somehow. What the hell happened?
Steelers were just way too explosive. I did not see that one coming. And I'm so glad because I just about tweeted something out before the game like, I'm feeling good about Carolina in this game or something to that effect. And I felt really good in the first drive. And they went down and just like, boom, 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 like looked great. And all of a sudden... Pittsburgh takes over, first play, touchdown, next play for Carolina, pick six, and it was over after that.
Yeah, crazy.
Paul?
Pittsburgh Steelers make me think of Batman. This is Hines Ward running on the field.
Ooh, okay. Mm. Okay, all right. Bears 34, Lions 22. Bears are now 6-3, and they're leading the division. How about Trubisky? 355, four touchdowns, three passing, one rushing.
He looks. He keeps defying everything that I used to think about him. Credit to Matt Nagy and what he's doing. That's the thing that worries me is that it's not so much the defense because the defense, every defense when they get a lead is going to be it's hard to go against. Right? They all have pass rushers, and yes, I get that Khalil Mack is something different, and that whole defense is something different. But the true difference for this team this year is. The fact that they have Nagy and they have Trubisky, that is, he is executing the creativity of this offense beautifully. Mm. And that's the scary part for me.
Paul.
Chicago makes me think of pizza because Chicago is very good pizza. And I was there one time in Chicago and the Dave Matthews Band went into this pizza restaurant and they wouldn't let anyone in.
Hmm. You know why Matt's wife, even though she loves him, is thinking about leaving him?
Matt who?
Because he's Nagy.
Matt Nagy. Mm. Yeah.
Oh.
The Saints, 51-14 over the Bengals. Breeze passed Brett Favre for second most passing touchdowns in the NFL's history.
And Ben, Saints were experiencing what apparently everybody else in the stadium was experiencing, a fire alarm of sorts, and then Sean Payton smashed a fire alarm in the locker room, and the Bengals weren't very happy about that.
Well, apparently he smashed it.
What did I say? Isn't that what I said?
You said it was going off.
Yeah, but then he smashed. Oh, I thought he smashed it because it was going off. You're saying he just smashed it?
Oh, I thought the story that I read, maybe you're right. I thought he smashed the alarm, and that's why.
And that's why it was going off.
That's why it was going off.
Right. Oh, you might be right. I thought it was the other way around. I thought he was annoyed that the noise was distracting the locker room, so he smashed it. Either way, good. You might be right. Either way, he smashed a fire alarm.
Yeah.
And then they won. Then they smashed.
Yeah, 51-14. You can have your Rams and you can have your Chiefs. Saints are my favorites right now.
Jeez, I'm kind of with you. You know what? The Rams defense, they have some issues. They are not as good as they were supposed to be this year. Their offense obviously can be unstoppable at times, but having Cooper Kupp be out, it sounds like for the rest of the season, it's going to be a big blow for them.
Torn ACL, right?
Is that official? I think it was like one of those things where like it's not good. What I read
last night was that he was done for the season.
Yep.
But I didn't see anything more than that.
Yeah.
So I got to believe that's what it was.
But it sounds like one of those non-contact, you know, they fear the ACL.
Gross.
So he's out, which is, we all know around here, that's a dynamic weapon. Mm. Their defense is not playing up to par. Their corners are not playing that well. And if you had to look at the Saints and how they're built, the Saints just seem, they don't seem as like, I wouldn't say fluky, but like, there seems to be more consistency with him. Like, where do you have more faith?
Yeah.
Do you have more faith in Jared Goff, or do you have more faith in Drew Brees? And I tend to think that I'm going to lean on Drew Brees, especially down the stretch.
They're grown-ups.
They really are. Yeah. It's a good way to put it.
Yeah. Paul.
The Saints just make me think of Uncle Buck.
And why is that?
Yeah, that's
I'm not going to say, because hockey will get mad.
Oh, what from Uncle Buck makes you think of the Saints?
It's about the ratting on that thing.
He always makes fun of Drew Brees's.
Your buddy, Drew Brees.
Yeah.
Sauce likes to make fun of other people's appearances.
Yeah, because he's perfect.
Yep, look at him.
Thank you.
Here's a quarter.
Yeah, right.
It's funny. You go downtown.
We have a rat not and he flicks her a quarter. It's a great scene.
It's a great movie.
Yeah.
It's a great movie.
What's your last name? Spray? That's brilliant. What's your name? Bug. It's brilliant.
The Browns 28-16 over the Falcons. Falcons falling apart. They're 4-5. The Browns are coming around, Jubsy. They're 3-6-1.
They're going to do it. I'm telling you.
Yes.
They will get their six wins.
Yes.
They're revitalized. They're letting Baker take over that team.
What do you think you are? Some kind of psychic?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Fraud.
And you're going to go see one.
Even the psychic Ben didn't see this coming. The Colts, 29-26 over the Jaguars. Hang on a second.
Wait, we can't skip over Atlanta and Cleveland without getting Meat Sauce's word association.
I'm sorry.
Do I have to say something non-football, or can I say something football?
I wanted you to say whatever came to your mind.
Yeah.
First thing that comes to my mind is every quarterback, I think, except for whoever the Falcons played in the first week, has thrown over 300 yards against them.
Damn.
I feel like you're an idiot.
You don't have to put me down all the time.
I didn't say anything.
That button did.
Mm.
I got a good one for the next game.
Good.
How do you even know what it is?
Because I'm following the same web spot he is.
And I already said it. Colts 29-26 over the Jaguars.
Oh, no, that's not the one.
The Colts are 4-5. The Jaguars 3-6.
I believe the Jags have lost 5 consecutive games. If that's wrong, I don't care.
And the Colts, it's the first time they've won 3 straight since 2015.
Yikes. Andrew Luck was the ghost in the Fantasy Charge Challenge.
Yeah.
Scored 21 points.
I left him out there and I got
13 8 more than Hawk.
Yeah, thanks.
Yeah.
Ben?
The only good thing out of Jacksonville is Limp Bizkit.
That's what you were waiting on?
It was Ben's turn.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, no, it's fine.
Hold that thought, though.
I didn't have much to say about that game other than I wish I could rail off the stat. Wasn't Andrew Luck has not been sacked? What was the stat? Has been sacked in like 3 games or something like that? 2 games straight?
You seen the left guard that plays next to him?
Yeah, Quentin Nelson's pretty unbelievable.
Smokes.
Yeah, he's a maniac.
Hmm. Yeah, he yells as he pulls.
Yeah, there's
so
a
hockey though.
There's a video of him.
Like, hi-ya!
There's a video of him going around the interwebs right now of him pulling, and he just demolishes the linebacker that's coming downhill to fit.
Yeah.
And just de-cleats him. I mean, Quentin Nelson is a bad dude, man.
Yeah,
Paul.
The only good thing to come out of Jacksonville is Limp Bizkit.
Thanks.
Can you feel it?
Nation.
Yeah, enough of that. That was terrible.
You don't like Limp?
Yeah, I like a couple songs, but that was terrible.
All of them.
Well.
If you don't like Limp, Blue Chew Chewables.
Yeah, you should have.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Have you got your order yet?
I have.
He's not allowed to talk about
it. I'm not allowed to talk about it.
Why?
How well
can
they
you just
work.
Show me?
Like a rock.
Can you just stand up?
No. I can't right now.
Now's a bad time. Yeah. He ate them for breakfast.
Yeah, yeah. I thought they were my Flintstone vitamins.
Yeah.
So I took 13 of them.
Yeah. Yeah. You're kind of splotchy.
Yeah. 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 You should see my jeans.
Brilliant.
And really tired.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Man, I'm going to need some Gatorade.
Yeah. He has an IV.
Yeah.
That's really gross.
Really good.
But good for you. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you. Chiefs. 26-14 over the Cardinals. They're 9-1.
They were 17-point favorites. They won by 12, and it won Chris $100.
Yeah. $100, thank you.
The sad part was the Patrick Mahomes' girlfriend's stepdad thing.
Yeah, that's awful.
He died at the stadium?
Yeah. What?
Yeah, that's what they say.
What?
But right after the game started?
Yeah.
She went out. Yeah, you like, I would assume fainted. At the stadium.
Well, I'm assuming probably a heart attack, right?
Yeah, wow, I haven't heard.
I didn't know anything about that. I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah, because he left right after the game.
Yeah, and then his girlfriend she put out a social media post of her at the hospital and basically this long paragraph about how, like, yeah, her stepdad has passed.
Yeah.
Has moved on.
That sucks. Yeah. Well, before that all, I guess he left early. He's now got the most passing TDs in a single season in team history, and they're only 10 games into the season.
He's so good.
Yeah, he's pretty
so
good.
Good.
And Bills 41-10 over the Jets. I have no idea what to say about that.
Well, Matt Barkley.
Yeah, played. How about him coming off the street?
Wasn't he an insurance salesman this week?
Yeah, he's like, I think it's one of those things where that can't be sustainable, right? It's like you coming off the bench and just playing free.
Yeah.
And I know that he had a week of practice, but I can't imagine that he's going to keep up. Sort of play.
There's
right?
no chance that's progressive.
No.
Well, and he did better than Tom Brady.
You're so good.
Thank you. Yeah.
I don't get it.
He'll be back.
It's an insurance joke.
Yeah. Be back on the State Farm probably.
Oh yeah, he'll be back. Guy going.
Yep. Redskins 16-3 over the Buccaneers. Mm-hmm.
Tampa is awful. I hate Adrian Peterson. End of story.
Why?
Wow, why?
I don't know.
Okay. Titans 34-10 over the Patriots. Thanks, Tom Brady.
Yeah, Tom Brady. Matt Barkley had more yards. Ryan Fitzpatrick had more points. Derek Carr had the same amount of points.
Yeah, I know. Ben, explain it to me, please.
Well, you know what? I just don't know.
Yes, I know. Yeah.
Well, Vrabel talked about how he's going to have his team, fired up, more physical. Apparently they beat up the wide receivers on the outside, and that was his whole plan, is to get really super physical, and he would understand that offensive scheme more than anybody else, and so he's got that team playing fast and very aggressive right now, and I don't think the Patriots can handle it.
Paul,
I really would like to go to New England. Just because I want to have their clam chowder. And
we don't care.
I want to know how far Boston is from New England and if it's in the same state.
I can just Google that.
Corey, would you like to break that down?
No.
Would you break this down for me? The Chargers are 7-2 and nobody cares.
20-6
win over the Raiders.
Right, and they'd be the fifth seed in the playoffs because they play in the same division as the Chiefs.
Yeah, they're really good. They were a lot of sneaky people's pick for the Super Bowl at the beginning of the season. And they're proving that they're playing very well, and they're very capable of being a contender. It's going to be really hard, obviously. They're not going to win the division, most likely. But I don't think anybody cares, because the Chargers themselves are just they're a mess. Yeah. As an organization, they're a mess. I mean, there's more storylines about how... what are you going to do with him? Are they going to stay in L.A.? Are they going to move someplace else? Can they move someplace else? They can't fill a stadium. There's more stories about that than their actual play. And that defense, if that defense had Bosa back, holy cow. I mean, Derwin James is up for Rookie of the Year awards for his play as a safety.
Derwin has definitely evolved this year. He's much
better. Yes, well, very much evolved. But they have playmakers at every position.
Yeah. And meanwhile, the Raiders are 1-8 and just terrible.
Yeah, they suck.
Just terrible. Derek Carr's regressed to the point where he's going back to high school.
And they might draft a quarterback number one overall.
I didn't see the play, but I was just scrolling through Twitter. And Deadspin posted a picture of Derek Carr, and it said, either Derek Carr forgot it was fourth down, or he just gave up.
Yeah.
What happened?
He meat sauced.
Was there a play that he just legitimately
I didn't see it.
Just kind of threw it out of bounds and forgot it was fourth down, or what happened?
Yeah.
Did you guys see the video of him supposedly crying on the field?
That wasn't that
a couple weeks ago?
Yeah. No, it wasn't. I know it wasn't yesterday. Yeah. But
I'm sorry.
Do you guys think he was crying, or do you think that was like a grimace?
I didn't see it.
Grimace. He could have been crying.
McDonald's?
He could have been crying because he got his like his balls punched or something. I mean, that'd make a man cry.
Yeah.
Just never seen that before on the field.
Really? Yeah. You never watched me.
You've never seen a grown man cry?
Not from getting hit.
Mm. Oh.
I've seen guys cry.
Did EJ when he broke his leg?
No. That dude that dude laid there and just sucked it up. It was unreal.
The worst injury I've ever seen in person, and I'll never forget it.
I would still be crying.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would flood a room like those like the beginning of Alice in Wonderland.
Yeah.
I've never seen it.
That was the toughest thing I think I've ever seen.
Ugh.
Was the bone out?
No. It wasn't a compound fracture. But like they had straightened his leg out by the time I walked over to him. But he just laid there, just like looking up at the ceiling, just breathing hard and heavy, and that was it. Though, like he wasn't in the amount of pain that you'd think somebody would be in for completely breaking their femur in two.
It flopped around like he was pulling a fish out of the water on the end of a line.
My God!
Yeah,
it's the worst injury I've ever seen in person, and I was a mile away.
Oh, you weren't on the sidelines?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, they show the replay once, and I'm like, oh my God.
Yeah.
Here's that play, Ben.
Get up this.
The Power Trip Morning Show returns after this.
I got three more scores. Can I do my last three scores?
You can,
please.
You can. Shut your mouth. Stop this minute.
It's a Purple Monday on The Fan, presented by Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Minnesota.
What's happening, sports fans? Meat sauce here for my great friends at Quip and QuipToothbrush.com. I didn't get the microphone on.
I'm sorry.
That's okay, Hogs.
That's my fault. Tell me about your toothbrush. Well, you've got great teeth, man.
Yeah, thank you. Look how clean they are.
They are very
clean.
You know
what? I use an electric toothbrush, and you as my financial advisor said, don't spend money on an electric toothbrush. I said, Hawk, they start at just $25.
Which I didn't believe until I saw it.
And then you said, don't buy a toothbrush that Kevin McAllister wouldn't use. And I said, Hockey, it's approved by the American Dental Association.
I'm so impressed to learn that, and now I want one myself.
I'll get you one for Christmas. All you got to do, Hawk, is go to getquip.com/KFAN. That's GETQUIP.com/KFAN. You got that
one more time. What is the website one more time?
GETQUIP.com/KFAN.
I love it.
Now, the brush head refills start at just $5. Hmm. Think about that.
That's fantastic.
$30 to get started on an electric toothbrush. It's the greatest toothbrush on the planet. Just get to getquip.com/KFAN.
KFAN, total traffic.
From the Holiday Station Stores Traffic Center, let's check our metro area roadways. Still jamming up pretty solidly. Southbound 494 from Bass Lake Road into Minnetonka. Heavy hangups continue on the westbound side of the crosstown. Hit stop and go from 34th Avenue into Tracy. Southbound 169 hits the brakes. Rockford Road into the crosstown. Also popping up with some double-digit delays on the northbound side of 35W. Hang up from County Road 42 into Black Dog. That's Traffic on the Fan. It's sponsored by Holiday Station Stores.
At Holiday, we know Sasquatch may be hard to find, but the deals on Jack Links aren't. Right now, when you buy any Jack Links jerky or Jack Links AM at Holiday, you get the Jack Links Steak Strip Bar free, only for a limited time, and as always, only at Holiday.
Here's something for yourself and for your family. For the holiday, get yourself custom cabinets for anywhere in your home. Or check this out, a total kitchen makeover. That's 651 Carpets. They're in business now, doing that as well, including 200 in-stock colors of beautiful granite or quartz countertops or luxury vinyl plank flooring. Think about all that, okay? Or maybe you want to throw in some new carpet as well. Bam. You don't have to wait 8 weeks for new carpet to be installed. 651 Carpets does it the next day, so you can definitely get it done before the holiday, right? people walk into your house, they're like, wow, did you tear down your house and build a new one? No, we just had 651 Carpets come on out. Purchase carpet now. The rest is free, by the way. And you get up to 48 months of interest-free financing. They now serve, what, Alexandria, St. Cloud, Rochester, Eau Claire, and, of course, the great Twin Cities area. 651 Carpets. That's their name. The number online. You got it. 651carpets.com.
It's open season at Main Motor in Anoka. Take aim at Silverado leases starting at just $219 a month. Bag a new Traverse, Equinox, and Trax with discounts up to $8,000 off MSRP or leases start at $99 per month. Go to mainmotor.com. Main Motor, saying yes for almost 100 years.
The Fan. Hi, everybody. It's Power Trip Morning Show. Thanks for tuning in. Ben Lieber and Meat's Awesome, Corey, myself. Step out the front door like a ghost into Counting Crows because there was no liner coming back and we had dead air.
That was strange.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of that, Sausage,
yeah.
Do you have any more vibes so people know what's going on in the world of The Fan?
Yeah, I do.
Oh, good.
Which one would you like to hear?
I don't, you know
The
what?
One that you're supposed to read.
How about this one? Head out to the Friday Football Feast at Buffalo Wild Wings in Plymouth with PA in charge from 9 to noon this Friday. Be there for the boom and get ready for Bears Week.
Boom!
You can get a complete feast broadcast schedule at cafe.com thanks to Coors Light. Hey, do you guys want to see my new bit that I just made up?
Okay.
You just did it?
Yeah.
It's going to be weird because...
I can't wait. Can I film it?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the people on the radio can't hear it. What?
So I walked into Abbott's office. Ben, you can be Abbott, okay? And I said, hey, Abbott, I got to go because the movers from AAA Movers are coming. I got to go at 8:30. He goes, you can't leave. And I went, you sure? And then pushed him over a dime. That's funny.
That's it?
Oh, great bit.
Yeah.
That's the bit?
Yeah.
That's, wait, you're that's leaving what you just at 8:30?
Came up with? Yeah.
I wish you'd already left.
Why hadn't you told us that?
Yeah.
You sure?
Yeah.
See?
Okay.
Real quickly, by the way.
It's a little more funny that way.
Let me rewind 30 seconds. Remember when he said, and then you push a dime across the table?
Yeah.
This is a nickel, you idiot.
That's not
this is a nickel.
I thought you were flushed with cash.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did you push Ben a dime or are these all nickels?
No. Ben.
No, I got a dime.
Okay, because this one's a nickel.
You want to hang out tomorrow?
Yeah.
You sure?
Well, it doesn't work like that.
No, that's not how it works.
Yes.
Yeah, he said yes.
That's not how it works.
I'm used to hearing no.
You know, the only thing better is if it was like ghost and you were dead and a ghost and pushing that across the table at him.
That would be great.
That would be great.
He's not listening. He's back on Twitter.
Well,
we're talking about him and we lost him.
Yeah, he's got
4 minutes. I have to say that it was better when you did it to Corey.
It was very, very good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Lost in translation.
Yeah, he's gone. We lost him.
Yeah, go ahead and leave now, buddy.
Yep. No, honestly, leave now.
Yeah, go ahead. You're good.
If you're just going to tweet and stuff.
I'm listening.
No, you're not. You just texted for the last 30 seconds.
No, I was Venmoing dimes to people. Corey, it's okay to admit that I'm funny.
I will.
You sure?
Ben?
Yeah.
I have 3 scores left.
Go ahead.
The Packers.
He just flicked a penny at him.
I'm so stupid. Can I go?
Yeah.
No, I'll stay.
How far away are you moving?
Connecticut.
2 blocks from my plush palace place. It's trying to do arithmetic. Or what's it called when all the words
are arithmetics.
Alliteration? Yeah. No, arithmetic.
I've had too much coffee today.
Sounds like it.
The Packers 31-12 over the Dolphins. So the Pack now 4-4-1. The Dolphins 5-5. Aaron Jones 145 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns.
Yeah, I think they found a running back.
Yeah.
But that game was kind of twofold, right, Ben? I mean, the Packers looked okay, but the Dolphins looked atrocious.
Yeah, they did.
Did they?
Atrocious.
They looked bad.
I was watching Tom Brady put me on a bus, so didn't watch any of that.
You're not on that bus yet. There's 5 weeks left.
Yeah, the Brocktober is over. They need to get Tannehill back.
Yeah.
As bad as that even sounds, like they need Tannehill back so badly.
Yeah. The Rams 9-1 after a 36-31 win over the 4-5 Seahawks. I didn't realize they were only 4-5. I thought they were much better than
they're
that.
They're not a great football team.
No, I guess
no,
not.
No, their offensive line is awful. Their defense has no depth. Russell tries to do what he can, but they're trying to find a running game with Rashad Penny, but that's hopefully they don't have that going by the time we play them.
Yeah, we play them there.
Yeah,
on Monday Night Football. Yes. I know.
Speaking of pennies, here you go, Sauce.
Don't throw money. You slide it.
What about now?
Okay, I'm in.
And lastly, last night, Sunday Night Football, the Cowboys 27, the Eagles 20, both teams now 4-5. So what, Washington leading that division?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, 6-3.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go.
Yeah, that was a that got to be a better game as the game went on. You know, it was a pretty ugly game up until like the last quarter and a half. Dak actually made some throws. I love how Collinsworth is so nice with his criticism of Dak. If you watch the game, he was like, you know, he just has to do a little bit better job of just, you know, throwing that when these guys are open as opposed to Wade. I'm like, no, he has zero anticipation skills. Anticipatory? Is that the right word?
Sure.
His awareness and anticipation is like a zero on Madden. It's got to be so frustrating for the Cowboys fans because some of the concepts are there. There are guys open. It's not like the receivers aren't getting open. Dak just doesn't know when to throw the football. Yeah. And he eats so many sacks that he shouldn't.
So does hockey, sis.
Yes.
That Leighton Vander Esch, though, can play.
He can play.
He was everywhere last night for Dallas. He plays a little bit like Zach Thomas, like,
yeah,
like Brian Urlacher.
Yep.
Chad Greenway, for sure. Yeah, I could see a little bit of all of those
Pete
guys.
Bursich.
Is he related to
a little bit like Bursich, yes.
The Vander Esches who were part of Facebook and then lost all that money?
That's not the Vander Esches. That's the Winklevoss twins.
Paul, it's 8:30. Could you please leave?
Bye.
Bye.
See ya.
See you later.
You gotta go. I got a busy day.
What?
Yeah, he turned his mic off mid-sentence. Did it himself.
I know you guys are mad at me.
I'm not mad at you at all. I'm glad you're
good luck
happy.
Moving out of your plush palace place.
Yeah, man.
Thanks. I'll send pictures.
Don't.
Hey.
Well, no, why do I care what your apartment looks like?
I want to see what your view looks like.
Me too. I want to see your pictures.
When I moved in
to
my old place, you came over and helped.
I did.
And I thank that very much.
Yeah.
Thank you.
One of the worst days of my life.
Oh, yeah. It was a great day for me.
I do want to come over to your new place because I would love to see where Muppet has to sit and watch.
Yeah.
Oh, it's much bigger now. My place, not my...
No, we know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Bluetooth chewables.
All right. I love all of you.
Love you. Bye. Have fun. You want to hear what a badass sounds like? This guy's 78 years old, and he punched a bear in the face.
And I just happened to look around, and there's three bears right there beside me. She made a charge and dead run at me. That sucker was eyeball to eyeball to me. I hit her right dead on the point of the nose the first shot. And when I did, she went down and started trying to bite me right here. So I'm just continuing pounding. She's continuing trying to bite me. And like I said, she got a hold of me and shook me a little bit. And then she let go, and then she took a swat at me.
I seen her stand up and rear her paw back. And all I seen was a mouthful of teeth. And I just knew he was going to be gone.
My husband was just attacked by a bear.
We have a lot to be thankful for because we were both very, very lucky.
I could have been dead. I could have been really cut up bad.
Yeah, man. He punched that bear in the nose.
So where was this?
North Carolina.
No kidding.
Yeah.
How do they know it was a gal?
I don't know.
Without getting graphic.
I don't know.
They both seem very convinced it was a female.
That's a good point. I don't know. Maybe they know, bear stuff. I don't know.
So,
or maybe he.
So the three bears, he hit the third one just right.
Right in the nose, man. Just right. I get it.
One final segment of the Power Trip Morning Show. Ben Lieber, Chris Hockey, and Corey Cove, while Meat Sauce moves out of his plush palace place. Say that five times fast enough.
He couldn't get the movers to come at 9:30.
It's like how Mark Rosen for years has always booked dentist appointments at 8:01. And he'll always say, that was the only time they were available.
Yeah.
Well, Mark, just book it 6 months out. The only time I could get in was between 8 and 9, Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays. It's weird how that works. Power 2 Morning Show back after this on The Fan.
That's right. Welcome back. Power Trip Morning Show. Thanks for tuning in. So, Pete Davidson of SNL has the congressman he offended. Well, I guess he really didn't offend, but he kind of ripped on. Had him on to apologize to him this weekend. Gentleman obviously lost an eye serving our country.
This was such a great bit, though.
Yeah, it was.
On both accounts.
Received a lot of flack, rightly so, and so he brought him on and apologized. Here's how it sounded.
I mean this from the bottom of my heart. It was a poor choice of words. The man is a war hero, and he deserves all the respect in the world, and I'm sorry.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate you saying that.
So we good?
We're good. Apology accepted. Just keep breathing.
Now, of course, that's Ariana Grande, the ringtone for the
cell phone.
The Dan Crenshaw cell phone.
It sounds like my phone's ringing.
And I'm just going to let it ring because that's rude to answer. Let's just let it go to voicemail.
No, it's cool. Ariana Grande.
Well, I'm cool, man. Yeah. Oh, do you know her?
All right. So that's funny. All right. So last week, I made a joke about a picture of you, and I feel like it would only be fair if you got me back and made fun of a picture of me. Does that sound okay?
I don't really need to do that.
No, come on. I deserve it.
All right, I'll do it.
Please?
One.
All right.
And now, first impressions with Lieutenant Commander Dan Crenshaw.
Thanks, Colin. This is Pete Davidson. He looks like if the meth from Breaking Bad was a person.
All right. Not bad. So there, we're even. All right.
Hold on. One more. This is.
All right.
He looks like a troll doll with a tapeworm.
Yeah, man. That's good. We should wrap this up.
Oh, hold on. No, this is fun. This is fun.
Cool.
He looks like Martin Short in the Santa Claus 3.
He really does.
By the way, one of these people was actually good on SNL.
Great bit.
Yeah, good bit. And he's Pete Davidson. I don't know if it's because he's so influenced from him, but every time I hear him and not see him, but when I hear him, he sounds like Sandler.
Yeah. His facial mannerisms also look like Adam Sandler used to on Weekend Update as well back in the day, but. I think Davidson's super funny.
I edited this as much as possible. Did you watch Saturday Night Live at all, Ben, this weekend?
Growing up?
No.
No, not this week.
Okay, there's this bit that they do. What's her name? Kate McKinnon. Where she gets abducted by aliens and have you seen
that
bit?
Yes, I've seen that, yes.
Okay, this weekend's bit is she's been haunted by a ghost. Her and two of her friends went to a hotel and they all got haunted by ghosts. I edited as much as I could, so I'll stop it eventually at some point because it's too long. But listen, this is really funny, man. It made me laugh.
So what happened when the entities first appeared?
I was in my room and I felt goosebumps and saw a glowing presence near me and a beautiful woman named Abigail. She needed my help to cross over.
I saw a man, Arthur, real friendly smile. He too clearly had some unfinished business here.
And you, Miss Rafferty.
Yeah, a little different for me. I first got the hunch something strange was afoot when I yawned and 1,000 bees flew out of my opening.
And did an entity also materialize before you?
Yeah, except my ghost crawled out of the TV ring style. And this guy was like, picture Danny DeVito got hit by a train, right? And he goes, I'm Toby! Let's go! And then he yanks me out of bed. And mind you, I'm wearing my PJs. That's an XL men's no fear t-shirt and ankle socks. So I'm running through the hotel giving guests a nice view of my fuzzy and my scuzzy. Between you, me, and the coconut tree, sir. It's a jungle down there. I don't have a landing strip so much as I got an abandoned airfield. Hey, an experienced pilot can land anywhere, right? These two are making pottery with Patrick Swayze. Meanwhile, Beetlejuice got me on one of those bird scooters looking for his ex-girlfriend Shana's apartment. Now, my nightshirt's snapping like a sail in a stiff breeze, so my baby tunnel and gravy funnel are in full view.
She's awesome.
That's
great, dude. That whole bit is really, really good.
How do you do that without laughing?
I don't know.
Well, and the answer is they don't because.
But she does though.
She keeps it together. But man, A.D. Bryant, who's awesome as well, just fights that every time because that one really gets to her.
Yeah,
really, really gets to her.
But even her delivering it, though,
I know.
It's great.
Yeah.
They do what, one live rehearsal before the show, and
that's a good question. I'm not sure.
I wonder how many they do for that. Yeah, because I bet she doesn't do, like, during that bit, she talks about the ghost made her upper deck his ex-girlfriend's toilet. And so she gets up on Liev Schreiber, essentially, and is, like, straddling him, showing him how she had to upper deck because she didn't have to poo. It is hilarious.
She's putting her ass right in his face.
And he's
laughing pretty hard. He's hiding behind her butt to hide himself from laughing.
And that'd be the kind of thing that you would do, like, not in rehearsal. You would do it just to see if you could break him, right? She's great, man. I hope somebody writes her a good script, or she writes herself a good script.
That's a good question. I wonder how that works, because everyone has said over the years that Lorne Michaels does not like when the actors break.
That's so true. But
really?
Yeah, he doesn't like it.
That's the best part.
I agree, but he doesn't like it. So you wonder, my guess is he doesn't want them to get caught off guard and gut laugh, because then that would make him mad. My guess is he wants them to be as funny as possible, but not break.
Yeah.
I see what he's saying, though. Like, you don't want every scene to be
a giggle fest.
A giggle fest,
and it's
right?
A middle school play, right?
Right, right, right. But, you know, having Jimmy Fallon, when he was on there, like, giggling, trying to hold it in, knowing that, like, okay, I know my boss doesn't want me to laugh, that's funny. But if they were just outwardly, like, laughing at every scene, like, okay, just hold it together a little bit.
For sure.
Yeah, I love it, man. That's good. It's good stuff. I read something somewhere. I think, you know, it was Farley's book, I believe. The book about Farley was talking about how he would specifically hold things back during the rehearsal, though, to see if he could make David Spade laugh, and it almost always worked. It's a good bit, man.
Sucking.
Anyway.
That's the good news. Here's some bad news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention?
Sure.
Overall, album sales for downloads, CDs, and vinyl plummeted by 25.8% in the first half of the year compared to the first half of last year.
Cripes.
According to the story, if that decline holds for the rest of the year, and it probably will, sales for 2018 will end up at half the size of what they were as recently as 2015.
Hmm.
The decline in 2018 also means U.S. consumers will have spent around $500 million less on albums this year as they did in 2017.
Wow.
And the report says the music industry probably can't save the album at this point, because people's listening habits have changed so much, so they probably won't stop streaming individual songs and go back to listening to full, you know, 12 or so track albums. So streaming isn't going anywhere. Of course, a lot of artists have embraced it, where they've even released their entire quote-unquote album on streaming services first and then released the physical format later. So if artists can't make money on the random, like, non-hip album tracks or deep cuts, non-singles, the industry is saying it's only a matter of time before they just stop making them all together.
Yep.
Where it's just we're gonna live in a singles world, which sucks.
Why does that suck though?
Because that was half the fun, right? Half the fun was falling in love with songs that the band did that the rest of the world didn't know.
Hmm.
It was. All right, band X is known for A, B, and C. But if you do a deep dive, man, they have some songs that are, you know, D, E, and F that are sometimes, in a lot of ways, even better. But, masses digest the easy ones, and the rest of us fall in love with the rest of them.
But they're still going to release those D, E's, and F's.
Well, no, that's what they're saying is they won't. Yeah. They're saying there's no reason.
Yeah, but how do they know which songs are going
to
be hits?
Record companies or whomever will decide. It's a tough thing, Ben. I'm 100%, I understand what you're saying. But the bottom line is, The business model doesn't support recording 10 songs if you're only going to release two of them. I don't think they will. And it's tough because for me, to his point, or whatever his name is.
That's Corey.
A lot of times the single isn't the song I ever like on the record. It's always track 9 that is the one that hits me in the right spot.
Yep.
So I hope that, and I know even just as an old man who's an artist myself, I'm doing a new record right now. I'm releasing a full record, even though I know I'll never make my money back on it ever. But I want to get it all out there. There's a reason I wrote those songs, you know.
And I go back to, again, all the bands that I love, Incubus, 311, Deftones, it's not necessarily because of their hits, right? 311 didn't have a lot of hits.
Yeah.
I love them because of the deep tracks, right? Mm-hmm. I love almost every song they've ever done. Same thing with the Deftones, right? Sure, the singles kick ass, but I love those albums start to finish. And if they theoretically are only going to release two or three songs a year or every couple of years, that's a recipe for disaster, I think, long term for rock specifically. And also, by the way, if you are an exclusive singles artist, How do you fill out a concert? Right, yeah. If you don't have a giant catalog, how do you do a 20 or 25 song set until you've put out 25 singles?
Yeah. But I'm guessing that if you're an artist that's touring, so you're in the top, 5% of all artists, singers out there. If you're touring, then you're going to have, it's not like you're not going to make other songs. So you're just going to play the other songs that you like that they aren't going to release in your concerts.
Right. I don't know. This feels like the breaking point for me. I think this is where it starts to turn around somehow. I think the album will come back just for nostalgia's sake. I really believe it will.
But probably not with the same, just it's not going to be normal for people to do it.
Yeah.
And only certain artists are going to be able to afford to do it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, I agree with you. The pendulum's always going to swing back a little bit, right? And there's going to be a nice little happy medium once they figure it all out. But certainly not every artist is going to feel like, well, this is what I have to do,
right,
to survive. I'm just going to play what the industry wants me to do, and that's just the singles. But only the real successful artists, I think, that can afford it will still want to do, for nostalgia's sake, a full album.
I could see a lot of pop artists living in a singles world.
Yeah.
And I don't think that works for rock, though.
Agreed. And let me kind of to devil's advocate what you're just saying, though, Ben. It's so much cheaper to record a record now. So I can see the record companies only releasing singles, but the bands themselves maybe retaining the rights to the entire album and releasing them themselves, which maybe ends up making us more money in the end, you know?
Maybe it actually all works out in the artist's favor when it's all said and done. After the dust settles and people recalibrate on how they want to do things, they might, like you said, figure out that, hey, it's a little, we might have to put up a little bit more money from us personally, but we might actually make more money because we're releasing full albums our own.
Are you with us on Thursday?
I am with you guys on Thursday.
Right on.
Boom. Sweet.
Good to hear.
You guys will have me.
Yay.
I assume Sauce will be done moving by tomorrow at 5:30 in the morning.
I don't know.
If not, he'll pay somebody else to do it or pushes it down.
I think he's done moving as we speak because he just opened the door.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, right.
Power Trip back tomorrow, 5:30 until 9. You can listen to the Power Trip After Party podcast or any of our podcasts on our podcast network on the iHeartRadio app. Paul Allen is next. See you tomorrow. This is where the blind time ends. This is where the fun begins. You are entering North Country. To listen back to a podcast of today's show, visit the Power Trip Morning Show channel on the iHeartRadio app or go to KFAN.com.